Tosfos had this whole fantastic binyan on Beis Amud Aleph. This is all their interpretation in the Gemara and Bava Basra, Tosfos in the Balamor. That you don't advance Taininon on a Nusa de la Shticha. And that's why by Nensu there's no Taininon, but nonetheless, Hefzar to the Nigla de Nensu, Besnan would advance Taininon. And Mizuyib should also be a Nusa de la Shticha, should also be like Taininon. But there are certain cases where we have no Brere, Lashavkis Chaylach Obere. We have to protect people, so we'll even go out of our way and advance a taina milsa de loshkich. The Tosfos in Bava Metzia, on the Gemara that on the next Gemara that they're quoting, the line we left off on the top line on the base, the Tosfos quotes from the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. So if you take a look on that daf, Tosfos spells it out mafurish that's what they're talking about over here. That Nenso is a milsa de loshkich and Mizuyev is a milsa de loshkich, and the whole story. Tosfos spells the whole thing out explicitly. And Daf Yud Gimel on the base on the top Tosfos. So now Tosfos gets stuck. Now they have a problem. There is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the first perek in Bava Metzia. Machlokes between a meir and a chachamim. If there's a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim and there's a shtar shein b'achrayis nechasim. Shtar sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim means that it says b'feirish. In the shtar, kol nechosam shibot v'lachov zeh, that the lova will have the malva will have the ability to collect from the lekuchas. Then you have a shtar sheimach reis nechosam. Doesn't say one way or the other whether there is shib nechosam. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. The first parak in Bava Metzia is talking about hashavas aveda. This part is talking about hashavas aveda. So I find an aveda in the street, I have to give it back to the rightful owner. So if I find a shtar chayiv. Shtar Chayv says that Reuven owes Shimon $1 million. I don't know who dropped the Shtar Chayv. Did Shimon drop the Shtar Chayv? So I should give it back to him and he'll be able to collect $1 million from Reuven. Maybe I should say that Reuven dropped the Shtar Chayv. How do you know whom to give it back to? So there's a machlokes satanoim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say you should never give it back to the Malva because you should never give it back to the Malva. Maybe he's not the rightful owner. Maybe it really belongs to the Leiva. And Rameyer makes a distinction. If it's a shtachov, sheyesh b'achrayis nechosim, he should not give it back. Shtachov sheyem b'achrayis nechosim, he can give back. What case are they talking about? So the Gemara has a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What pshat is in the machlokes Rameyer and Achacham? So Shmuel, this is the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday, that is good matter. It's only no good midrabban because chashin leknunyah. That comes in this sugya. So the Gemara has two interpretations. The Maya Askinon. That's how the Gemara begins right after this Mishnah on Yud Beis and Yud Beis and Bav Metzia. So the Gemara wants to know what's the case talking about. I found a shtar in the street, and the Malva says I dropped to give it back to me, and I'll be able to collect them. So what does the Loiva have to say about this? The Loiva is here. He agrees or he doesn't agree. So the Gemara wants to know, if the Loiva admits that he didn't drop the shtar, the Malva dropped the shtar, give it back to the Malva, give it back to the Malva. So what are the Tanoim fighting about? The Loiva and the Malva, they both say it belongs to the Malva, so give him back the shtar. The Loiva says, I dropped it. Either he says, I prepared a shtar to borrow money, but I never borrowed the money. Or he says, I paid the money already. The Malvari gave me back the shtachoyv, and I dropped it. So, if the Loiva doesn't admit that the Malva dropped it, it's affecting Gemara, why in the world does Rav Meir ever say, why does Rav Meir say that if it's a shtachoyv that doesn't have achrayis nechasim, that you give it back to the Malva? The Loiva is screaming, I never borrowed the money, or the Loiva says that I paid up already. So, how can you give the shtachoyv to the Malva? The Malva will not be able to collect. If you have a shtar shein b'achrayis nechasim, so the Gemara says, true, Reb Meir holds you don't collect from the chasim u'shabadim, but you still can collect from the loiva, minei, like a milvape can collect minei. So the Gemara comes up with this, Shmuel comes up with this interpretation. Shmuel and Reb Lozer both come up with the same interpretation. that Rav Meir has a unique opinion. Rav Meir's shita is that a shtachayv shein b'achrayis nechasim is worthless. You can't even collect a nechasim in echer. So if you have a shtachayv that has achrayis nechasim in it, that says kol nechasim shibadim lechayv zeh, and the leiva says I dropped it, and Malva says I dropped it, they're fighting whom should you give it back to? So you don't give it back to either. You don't want to cheat the person who really dropped it. So you don't know whom to give it back to. So you don't give it back. But if he dropped the shtachayv she'en bo achray, he dropped the shtachayv she'en bo achray snachasim. So Rav Meir's opinion is that it's absolutely worthless. I'm a higher Rav Meir. Shtachayv she'en bo achray snachasim. Afilu mibin echorin ene goyver. You don't collect at all. So the leiva screams, don't give it back to the malva, I never borrowed the money. Or he says, don't give it back to the malva, I paid up the money already. So Rav Meir says, what are you worried about? We'll give it back to the malva. It's worthless. It's meaningless. Ashtar Chav Shema Achrayis Nechasim is worthless. Why is it worthless? The Gemara asks, Nehi Datit. The Gemara slugs up. The Gemara says that it's not correct. We don't accept that interpretation. Shmuel and Rav Lozer both gave this interpretation within Rav Meir that Ashtar Chav Shein ba'achrayis nachas menu goyver loy mebnei chorin v'lomim mishubatim, you don't collect at all. So the Gemara rejects that. Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan has a better pshat in the Mishnah. It's not correct pshat, but why on earth did they interpret like that? That according to Rav Meir it's worthless. So in that Gemara there's a famous Shita Mekubetzes. Rav Baruch Be'er made it famous. Shita Mekubetzes says what Rav Chaim wanted him to say. Shita Mekubetzes says that Rav Meir says that it's mipik sovam, mipim olam mipik sovam. The only reason why shtar, the Rambam had asked the kasha, how is any shtar good? It should be mipim olam mipik sovam. So the answer the Rishonim gave was that when is it a valid shtar if it's written midas hamischai? So the Rambam came along and he said, yeah, that's if it's a shtar kinyan. So there was a midas hamischai to affect the change, to give away my wife or to be mekadesh liisha, to give away my house. So that's a das hamischai. But if it's only a shtar raya, it's a shtar that should serve only as a right, that a kinyan already took place. So what kind of a das hamischayev is there? That's a das hamischayev that I shouldn't be able to lie later on. So the Rambam's opinion is that in Torah no such shtar exists. That's only a shtar midrabbanan. Because in Torah that's not a das hamischayev. So that's how the Shita Mekubetzes says, pshat and Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion is if you have a shtar choyv, she'en bo achrayis nechasim, it's only a shtar raya. A shtar raya, there is no das hamischayev. No das hamischayev in piyam v'lo in piksovim. And they never made a takana derabbanan. Rav Meir holds like the Rambam says, without a takana derabbanan. So there is no such thing as a shtar choyv, she'en bo achrayis nechasim. So why is it good if it's a shtar choyv, she'esh bo achrayis nechasim? How does it change then?
Doesn't Rav Meir hold the chesima karsim?
Yeah.
Doesn't
Meir holds edi chesima
karsim. Every shtar raya is always a shtar kinyan.
Not every shtar raya. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya.
But so the Rambam would be masking in those cases that it's deraisa.
If it starts off as a shtar kinyan, if it starts off as a shtar kinyan, then it can serve as a shtar raya. Rav Meir shita is that that's how it works. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. But that's only because it's affecting a kinyan also. So therefore, there's a concept of das hamischayev. But if it's purely a shtar raya, then the Rambam wrote that it's only midrabbanon. So Rav Meir holds that there isn't even a takana derabbanon. It's no good midrater. It's no good midrabbanon. It's mipiyim v'lo mipiksova. But the leiva authorized the writing of the shtar. That's not a das hamischayev. The shtar is not mechayev him anything. The only thing that's mechayev him is he won't be able to lie later on. He won't be able to cheat the malva. So that's the Rav Meir holds like the Rambam. That's not called the das hamischayev. So the Rambam understood. So the Gemara comes out to the conclusion that it's absolutely wrong. That's not pshat in Rav Meir. So the Rambam understood, but it's correct. That's not pshat in Rav Meir because everybody agrees that there is a takana derabbanan. What are you going to tell me? The Rav Meir denies it. There's a shtar raya in Dini Mamanis. He's going to cut out half a chosha mishpat. There's no shtar raya in Dini Mamanis. The Rav Meir is masking that midrabbanan there's such a thing as shtar raya. But on the level of the raisa, the Rambam holds this wrong pshat, this incorrect pshat, this right. On the level of the raisa, it is correct. It doesn't exist, the shtar raya. Even in Dini Mamanis, doesn't exist the shtar raya because there is no das hamischayev on the level of the raisa. So the Shaila is, though, according to this interpretation of Rav Meir, this is Shmuel and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. Usually Rav Elazar says the same as Rav Yechanan. Sometimes he disagrees. So over here, such a major issue, he agrees with Shmuel. Okay? The Shmuel and Rav Elazar both say the same pshat in Rav Meir. That a shtar choyd, shein barach reis nachosim, is only a shtar raya, and the shtar raya is mitpim alone picks of him, and there isn't even a takana drabana. So why does it make it better if it's a shtar choyd, sheyesh barach reis nachosim? So that, why is that good? Huh? So he holds that that's a shtar kinyan. He holds that that's a shtar kinyan already. That's a shtar kinyan. What do you mean a shtar kinyan? So just like karka's nickness bishtar, Mishnah Kiddushin says, if I want to be kind of karka from somebody else, so karka is nicknessed bikesef of bishtar b'chazok. So the same over here, Rav Meir says that a shtar halvoa is a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar raya on the halvoa. And he holds, if it's only a shtar raya, it's no good menator, it's no good even midrabonim. Ain't a girl afilim nechasim, but ain't her. But it's a shtar kinyan on the shiva nechasim. What does shiva nechasim mean? Shiva nechasim means that the karka of the loive is konoi to the malve lachatzoyim. That's how the Ritvor writes in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel. Happens to be the same Daf Yud Gimel, but it's a different besichta in Kiddushin. So the Ritvor writes, and the Nesivus writes like this, the Choshen Mishpat, that the whole definition of Shiva Nechosim is that it's a kinyan lachatzoyim. The Nechosim of the loiva knuyim to the malve lachatzoyim. It's not konoi legamri to the malve, it's konoi to the malve with respect to Gvir Sachay. So how is the loiva makna the karka to the malve? So Rav Meir is of the opinion it's a kinyan shtar. When you make a shtar halvoa, and the loiva makes a shtar halvoa, and he writes, I'm mishabed my karka to the malve, so the shtar halvoa serves as a shtar kinyan to the kind of the shiba nechosim. So once it's a shtar kinyan, then Rav Meir agrees that there's a das on his chayv. There's a hischayvus, he's giving a kinyan to the malve. But if it's only a shtar she'ein boach rais nechosim, it's only a shtar halvoa, shtar raya, not serving as a shtar kinyan at all. The shtar is not being koina any shiba nechosim. So then Rav Meir holds it doesn't exist, not min haTorah, not min derabbanan. This is an interesting idea, that according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, Rav Meir's opinion is that a shtar halvoa, for the purpose of creating shiba nechosim, serves as a shtar kinyan. This is a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Rambam quote, usually the Rambam doesn't quote any machlokes. The Rambam writes in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, he's going to streamline everything, he's just going to give you the Psak Halacha, he's not going to give you Machlokes Tanoim, Amorim, Rishonim, Goyim, he's going to leave everything out. But once in a while, the Rambam does quote a Machlokes. This is one of the cases where the Rambam quotes a Machlokes from the Gaonim. If you have a Shtar Halvoy that's supposed to create Shimon Nechosim, how does that work? Does that work B'Torah Shtar Kinyan, or does it work B'Torah Shtar Raya? My nafkamina, major nafkamina. The Rambam paskins, like the Gemara paskins, like Rabbi Elazar, machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rameh. Whether how does a shtar kinyan work? Edi chasima karsi, aredi misira karsi. So the Gemara says, kaimalan halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, and dalad amalal. We pass like Rabbi Elazar. That a shtar kinyan to be kind of kiddushin, to be kind of gerishin, to be kind of karka, to be kind of an eved kenaini. Shtar kinyan doesn't need any edi chasima. So what about to be kind of shiba nechosim? The malva lends the loiva $1,000, and the malva says, "Well, I want to have shiba nechosim." So the din is a malva that doesn't have shiba nechosim; it has to be malva b'shtar. So what does that mean? It has to be malva b'shtar. It has to be a shtar kinyan to be kind of the karka, like Rav Meir says. That's what Rav Meir says, that the shtar halvoa to be kind of shiba nechosim is a shtar kinyan. And that he's maskim. There's a das and a schaib. If it's only a shtar raya, then it doesn't exist. Not minatar, not midrabban. Once it's a shtar kinyan, then it does exist. So do we accept that from Rav Meir? That that's how a shtar halvoya works to create the shiva nechosim. It's a shtar kinyan. So the way we pass the halacha, that edi misira karsi, the loive can give a shtar to the malve without any signatures on the bottom. The loive will just write. You have to have him in front of Adam, okay? The loiva will give a shtar halvoa to the malve, and he'll say kol nechosim mishibatim lechayvze, and you won't have to have any edi chasima on it. Just have edi mesira, and he'll say edi mesira karsi. But he's saying no, that's ridiculous. No, the shtar that makes it that not only is there shibir aguf, but there's also shibir nechosim, means there's a shtar raya. there's a shtaraya on the halvoeh. So then I say that not only did the halvoeh, not that the shtar creates the kinyan hakarka, the matamoes creates the kinyan hakarka. When the malva lent $1,000 to the loive, so that there's a matamoes, and the matamoes creates a shibir aguf, I have to pay him back the $1,000. And kesef is kind of karaka, so when he gives me that $1,000, that $1,000 is kind of two things at the same time. It's kind of shibir aguf, I owe him back $1,000. That's a kinya matamoes, kinya kesef. And the kinya kesef is kind of the karaka. Karaka is nicknames, the kesef. I say every milva balpe also should have shibir nechasim. So the Gemara says, no, the chachamim are afraid, leis lekola, milval peh. The Gemara says, leis lekola. So there's a problem upsetted the Bekuchas. The Gemara says, why is it leis lekola? Because man the Yosef, Mitzino Yosef, someone who borrows money, he doesn't want everybody to know that he's in need of money. It's going to ruin his business. If everybody knows that he's hard-pressed for money. So everyone's going to come to him and they're going to handle with him. They're going to pressure him to sell his merchandise for less, or to agree to work for them for less than the going rate, because they all know that he's hard-pressed for money. So if a person borrows money, the Gemara says, we assume man the Yosef, one of borrows money, but Sina Yosef. He doesn't want everybody to know about it. So if he doesn't know about it, it's going to be a problem. They slay colors, it's going to be upset at the Lekuchas. It's going to ruin the whole real estate business. I'm going to sell karka to Lekuchas. Nobody knows that I owe money to the sun, the moon, and the stars. I owe everybody money. And then after I sell a karka to the Lekuchas, then they're going to take away the karka from them. The Malva are going to take away the karka. So that's not fair. Say to the Lekuchas. So the Gemara said that's why they didn't institute Shiba Nechosin by Milva Alpeh. But if you have a Milva Bishtar, so the Gemara assumes the Edom who sign on the Shtar will already blabble. They'll tell the whole world about it. The fact that he doesn't want people to know about it, but he tells Edom to sign on the Shtar, the Gemara says the Shtar is this Lekolo. So everyone will know already that he borrowed money. So there won't be any problem upset to the Lekuchas. So here there's a fundamental machlokes in Rishonim. The bottom Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis has these two opinions also. The Rambam quotes the two opinions. The Rambam quotes a machlokes about this, and it's the bottom Tosfos. And Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra, the end of Bava Basra. But the Gemara says something about this. The Gemara touches on this topic, and this machlokes harishainim, the machlokes hagainim, depends on two girsas in the Gemara there. It depends whether the girsa has a vav or a yud. That's the whole difference. Shani has mishas ksibuhu dishtabit or mishas ksubuhu dishtabit. Just the difference between a vav or a yud. How do you read it? That's what Tosfos points out here in the Bava Basra. It depends on two girsas. This fundamental shaila. How does a shtar halvoa accomplish Shiba Nechosim? Is it that the Matan Moes creates the Shiba Agufa to Shiba Nechosim ala Tanai that there will be a Raya Dishtar? Because if there won't be a Shtar Raya, then it's Leisle Kola. Then it's Leisle Kola. But he say no. The Matan Moes only creates a Shiba Aguf. And the Shiba Nechosim is created with the Shtar, and the Shtar serves as a Shtar Kinyan to the Kain of the Karka. So this is a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. So this Shita, Rabbi Meir Shita, the way Shmuel and Rabbi Lozer interpreted Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah Bava Mitzvah Yud Beis and Beis, the Shtar Choyv Shein Bo Achrayis Nachasim and Yigav Afilam Ebnei Choret. Why? Because in Sfefim Elohim Piksovim, Rabbi Meir denies such a thing as Shtar Raya and Dini Mamanis. It doesn't exist. Sfefim Elohim Piksovim, it's no good. There is no such das on the side. So why does he admit that there's such a thing as a shtar chov, shtar halva, sheyesh bach reis nachasim? So the answer is that's a shtar kinyan. That's not a shtar right. That's a shtar kinyan. What is it kind? It's kind of the shibin nachasim. The matan mois is kind of the shibin aguf. When the malva lends the money to the loive, so that's a kinyan matan mois, that's nachayb the loive to pay. But what's kind of the shibin nachasim? Shibin nachasim means that the malva has a kinyan lachatzoin on the karkois of the loive. He owns the karka of the loiva with respect to his right to collect later on. So what creates the kinyan lachatzoin? So Rav Meir seems to say that the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan to the kohen. So the Gemara scraps this whole shot that's it. Rav Meir never said. Not only do we not accept Rav Meir's opinion, we disagree. The Gemara says Rav Yechanan is right. They prove from a brisa that Shmuel's prat is not correct. Shmuel wasn't aware of the brisa. So the whole shot is not accepted. So the question is, but everything is wrong. Everything that he said is wrong. Even this Nakuda also, that according to Rav Meir, the Shtar Halva serves as a Shtar Kinyan to be Kohen Shiba Nechosim. Well, maybe that part is correct. So that nekuda is a machlekes harishanim. Whether the role of the shtar halvoya in creating shiva nechasim is one of a shtar kinyan, that the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan to be kind of the karka of the loy. Well, no. It's a shtar raya. The matan loya creates the shiva ragufa, the shiva nechasim, but it only creates the shiva nechasim ala tanai that will be islay kolo. If it's going to be beli shtar, it's going to be leislay kolo, going to be pseida de lakucha. It's a side problem. So if you're going to have a shtar that is going to have Edom signed on it, and the Edom are motzi the kol, so then there's going to be Yisle kol, so then there won't be any concerns of Seder the Lekuchas, so then we can say that the Mat Amoyes creates the Shibud, the Shibud Lekuchas. So this is the Gemara has a machlokes whether shibura derais and shibura lab derais. Gemara has a machlokes. What does it mean shibura? Shibura aguf for sure is derais. Al pipashtus. We hold that shibura aguf when you borrow money, of course shibura aguf is derais. There's one opinion in the Gemara that even shibura aguf is only derabbanan. So what do you mean shibura aguf is only derabbanan? So the loiva doesn't have to pay. Gemara says, yeah, it's a religious mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a priyas pachav mitzvah. So that opinion is not accepted. We paskin that that's not, that's a nice mitzvah also, but it's more than a mitzvah. Let's say the guy says, not religious. I'm not religious. Not orthodox. So the Gemara says, what if he says, I'm not religious? So the Gemara says, kaifin ala mitzvah. So the guy doesn't want to eat matzah, so you force him. So the guy says, I'm not religious. I don't want to fulfill a mitzvah. If he has a mitzvah, you force him to. And what if you live in a democracy and they don't force people to keep mitzvahs? So they'll only force people to pay money that's in chosh mishpat. So the shach writes in chosh mishpat, based on the Gemara, he said, we don't accept that opinion. Priyas Bachav is only a mitzvah, we don't accept that, we paskin for sure. When you borrow money, there's a shibur aguf. That's their raisa. In addition to being a Priyas Bachav mitzvah, it's also a shibur aguf. So that's for sure. Shibur their raisa and shibur aguf. The machlokes that the Gemara has, the machlokes tanoim and amaroim and the machlokes harishayim, and the shach lists off marocha mul marocha, the shach and chosh mishpat, sim alam tes. This whole list of Rishonim on both sides, it says Sveiket Adina, he says. Sveiket Adina, whether we should paskin the Shibura derais and Shibura lav derais. So what is that machlokes regarding? That's about Shibur Nechasim. Whether Shibur Nechasim is derais or derabbanan. So the Rashbo has a famous essay. Rashbo has paragraphs on the Masechta. Like Tosfos. Tosfos has a paragraph here, a paragraph there. So the Rashba has also a running commentary on the Masechta. And then at the end of Kiddushin, the Rashba has an essay that's called Kuntra Sachrein. Earlier in the Masechta, the Rashba refers to it. Look at my Kuntra Sachrein, his concluding essay on the Masechta. So the Rashba writes there, the Ktzai Sachoshin points out this Rashba. The Ktzai Sachoshin quotes from the Rashba in the Kuntra Sachrein, that's the last page on Kiddushin, that he writes that if Shibura Deraisa, there's the whole difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Bapes clearly only Medirabonon Zakta, because Islay Kola, Leslay Kola, Pseida de Lukuchas, these are not considerations on the level of Darsa, it's only Medirabonon. So what's the din on the level of their Isa? So the Rashba writes, it depends. If you hold Shibura der Isa, there's a Shibud Nechasim even in the Milva Bapes, Minatora. And it's only Medirabonon that they cancel the Shibud Nechasim if it's Milva Bapes. If you hold Shibura lav derais, so there isn't even a Shiva Nechasim if you have a Milva Bishtar. And the whole invention of Shiva Nechasim is only with the Rabbanon, they only introduced it by Milva Bishtar. That's how the Rashba says, that the distinction between Milva Bishtar and Milva Alper is only with the Rabbanon. On the level of derais, if you hold Shibura derais, there's even Shiva Nechasim on a Milva Alper. And if you hold Shibura lav derais, there isn't even Shiva Nechasim in our Torah if it's a Milva Bishtar. The Nerev Yehuda's son has a collection of Shabbos Atshuvos. That's called Shivas Tzion. Now they sell it. A lot of people not interested in reading someone else. They want to pay money for a Nerev Yehuda. They're not interested. So now they printed three volumes of the Nerev Yehuda. Chel Gal, Chel Beis, and you got stuck. You got to buy this. The son's Shuvos are very good. There are a lot of Shuvos by the son in the Shuvos Nerev Yehuda. In the first two volumes, in the Kamen Tinyan. There's very good Shuvos. Some people enjoy it better than the Nerev Yehuda's. More yeshivish, more lamdish it shows. Rabbi Yehuda is a lot more paisik. And Rabbi Yehuda talks about kochim and taras and rambams and everything. And Shiva Sien and Zanoshim and Zikin more. It's more yeshivish zachem. So the Shiva Sion has a tshuva where he links everything up. He says these two machlekes are not totally zebeze. Where the Shibura, the Shach pointed out that it's a sfeika d'dina. There's some in the Rishonim, and the 50 Rishonim say Shibura deraisa, the 50 Rishonim say Shibura lav deraisa. Where the Shibur nechosim is deraisa lav deraisa. So the Shivasion thinks that the other machlokes are Rishonim, that the Tosis has on the bottom of Gimel and Beis, and the Rambam quotes the two opinions in the Mishnah Torah, whether Shtar Halvoa serves as a Shtar Kinyan to create Shimon Nechosim, or no. The Matamois creates the Shimon Nechosim ala Tanai, that there'll be Islei Kola. So the Islei Kola is because the Edom who sign are Motzi the Kol. So you have to have Erich Hasim, it has to be a Shtar Raya. So the Shiva Sian thinks that these two atolis are bizarre. If you hold on the level of their ice, that Shibuddha, their ice, so in our Torah, the Matamoris always creates the Shibuddha Guf and the Shibuddha Chosim. The only thing is that Midirabbana, they were concerned, Lubal Peh is Laisli Kola, because Mandi Yosef, Bitsino Yosef, people who borrow money don't want everybody to know about it. So no one's going to know that he borrowed money, so it's going to be upset that the Lakucha is going to ruin the whole real estate business. No one's going to want to buy any real estate because they know it can be taken away because of a choyv, a halvoy, that the malva, that the moicher owes somebody money and the karka is meshuvah. So if that's the whole concern, so the Rabbanon, they had to touch it up. So the Rabbanon, they left it as much as, they left it on the level of their ice as much as possible. So the Shiva Sin argues, if you hold Shibura der Isa, Asvara no senes, that the Matamois creates the Shibura Guf and the Shibura, on the level of the Isa it does. Creates the Shibura Guf and the Shibura Chos. With the Rabbanon there's an issue, Leis Leikola. So with the Rabbanon they said, the Matamois creates the Shibura Chos, Ala Tanai, that it will be Yis Leikola. So Yis Leikola means that you have to have a Shtar Raya. But if you hold the Shibura Lav der Isa, and in Atayra, the Matamois only creates Shibura Guf. And it doesn't create any Shibura Chos at all. Doesn't create any Shibin Nechos. So then, and then the Rashba writes that it doesn't make a difference. No Baal Pen, no Lul Bishtar. There's only a Shibin Aguf. There's no such thing as Shibin Nechos. Even Lul Bishtar, there's no Shibin Nechos. So with the Rabbanan, they invented Yesh Meyayin, they invented a Shibin Nechosim in a Lul Bishtar. So then the Shivas Tiyan Tainas Hasvar No Senes, that the Shtar is a Shtar Kinyan, to be kind of the Shibin Nechos. That's how the Shivas Tiyan says. I remember that's what Baron Soloveitchik used to say also, that these two machlokes and atoli zebezeh. Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik said, I bet I can, if I'll research it, I bet I can find you some Rishonim who will say that way and that way. He didn't think that it's necessarily atoli zebezeh. He said, logically it's interesting, yeah. But he didn't think that it's, he never sat down and checked. But he said, you got to look through the Shach. He said, the Shach has such a long list of 50 Rishonim of Shibuddha, Lav Deraisa. He thinks some of them are going to say, even though Shibuddha lav deraisa, that the Shtar Halvo is a Shtar Raya. And he thinks you can find those all Shibuddha is deraisa, some of them are going to hold that the Shtar Halvo is a Shtar Kinyan. He didn't think that it necessarily has to be totally zebizah. Once Medir Rabbanan, they were concerned about the Leis Leikola and the Pseidat the Lukuchas. So then they changed it in deraisa. So it could be they changed it Lagarma. So this whole fascinating discussion. This Nagel Halacha. If the Loiva borrows money from the Malva and he wants to create, so if it's only Milbal Peh, then there's no Shibin Nechosim. Then there's no Shibin Nechosim. There's only Shibin Nechosim if it's Milbal Bishtar. So that's the Shaila. Does the Loiva have to give a Shtar Raya to the Malva? It means it has to have Erich Hasima. Or do you say no? Even if he just gives him a Shtar without Erich Hasima at all, he gives him a Shtar Bishnei Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira Karsi. The Shtar Halvoa, Shtar Halvoa is a Shtar Kinyan. The whole Machlekes, but the Eidich Hasimah Karas, the Eidim Mesir Karas, the whole Machlekes are Meir and Rav Lazar, is only a Machlekes by Shtari Kinyan. By Shtari Raya, everybody agrees you have to have Eidich Hasimah. If you don't have Eidich Hasimah, so there's no Shtar Raya. Remember Rav Soloveitchik was talking about this topic, so he once said this over to Rav Shimon Shko. By Shtare Raya, there's no machlokes. He said it took him a long time to convince Rav Shimon Shko that this was so. He convinced us in half a second. We thought it was absolutely logically muchra. How can you have a machlokes by Shtare Raya? With the Eidi Chasima, Eidi Mesira Karsi, how's it going to be a Shtare Raya if you don't have Eidi Chasima? Of course not. The Pashtus is like that. Anyway, whoever doesn't believe it, it's a Tosfos Rida in Bava Basra, writes Beferish like that. He said, that's how he starts off his essay. Tezrin has a long essay, and Oisei's nickname is the Mesir, and Dafayin Vov, Dafayin Zayin, and Boba Basra. So he starts off like that's a double pasuk. That a shtar raya avada has to have veidi chasima. If you don't have veidi chasima, there's no shtar raya. All machlekes are mayor of loza whether eidi chasima karsi or eidi misira karsi is only by shtori kinyan. And that's the machlekes of Rishonim, whether shtori havoa in order to create shiva nechasim, must they have eidi chasima? Or is it even sufficient if you pass like Rav Loza that eidi misira karsi, then maybe that'll even apply to shtori havoa to create shiva nechasim? So that's a fundamental machlokes. What's the role of the shtar halvoyeh in accomplishing shiva nechasim? Does it serve it? Does it function as a shtar kinyan, or does it function as a shtar raya? That the matamoyes creates a shiva nechasim ala tanai, that there will be a shtar raya. So those are the 2 days in the Tosfos. It's goyim nechasim shabbat. That's the machlokes of Rishon. So this again. So if you say Shmuel and Rebbe Loza both gave this interpretation in Rameh. This whole pshat is rejected. The Gemara comes to the Maskan, it's all incorrect. But in the beginning, it takes a long time till the Gemara rejects it. Quite a long time. So in the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara presents it that Shmuel and Rebbe Loza thought within Rameh that Ishtachod Shem will Shiva Nechasim and Egoi Velomi B'nei Chorim Velomi Mushubadim. Why? So the Shidim Kubetz says, because Mipiyim Velomi Piksova. Aye, but it's written me das hamischayev. There is no such thing as das hamischayev on a shtar raya. Same as the Rambam, except the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. That with the Rabbanim, they didn't make such a takana. And Rav Meir holds that even with the Rabbanim, there's no such takana. So even though Rav Meir holds no such thing, even with the Rabbanim, as a shtar raya, and Didi Mamun is not menator, not with the Rabbanim, but a shtar halvoa sheyesh moshiv nechasim, that does exist. Why? So he seems to be saying within this interpretation that a shtachayiv that carries with the shiva nechasim functions as a shtakinyan, not as a shtara. So that's the shaila. Once we reject this whole story, so do we reject even this part? We say that a shtar halvoa functions not b'tor shtakinyan, it functions b'tor shtaray. Or no, maybe this part of the pshat is accepted. So again, so this is the pshat that's not accepted. So what is the pshat that is accepted? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. Rabbi Yechanan says, what are you talking about? Ishtar choyiv, she'ein bo achrayis nechosim, avad yekalekt mibnei choyiv. Rabbi Meir doesn't disagree with that. Well, Rabbi Meir is going to deny there's such a thing as ishtar rayim dini mamanis. There is no one denies that. Either min ha-Torah or min ha-Rabbanan, however you'll slice it. The Rambam understood that all shtari raya and dini mamanis are only min ha-Rabbanan. And the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah is quoted by the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Ramban. Ramban disagrees. He thinks that Shtori Rai workmen are there. That there is a Das HaMeschayiv. So what's the Machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim? Motz Shtachov Shein Bo Achrayis Nechosim Hareza Yachzir. So why do you give it back to the Malve? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case. Kishachayiv Moide. I picked up the Shtachov in the street and it says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So I call up Shimon. And I say, I found the shtar. He says, give it back to me. That's my shtar. He never paid me the money. I call up Reuven. He says, give it back to Shimon. Reuven is the loiver. Chayiv Moida. Reuven admits that he should give it back to Shimon, that he still owes the money. So if you have a haidos baldin, so what is there to discuss? So that's where Rameya says, Motzu shtachoyiv, ein bo achrayis nechasim. If it doesn't say that it has carries with it, Shimon nechasim. So the whole issue of the shtachoyiv is only relevant minei, by collecting from Shibir Agub, so he made a Haidu'as Baldin. The Shechai Moedah, the Loiv admits, the Shtar was dropped by the Mal, to give the Shtar back to the Mal. So give it back to the Mal. What is it a debate? If it's a Shtachov, Sheyesh Bachrayis Nechasim, then it's a Haidu'as Baldin, that's Chav Lachrini. Then the Loiv is admitting that he owes the $1,000 to the Mal. That's very nice, he's a tzaddik. He's admitting that he owes the money, but still, what's going to be in the event that the Loiv goes bankrupt and he has no money to pay? So shtachav sheyesh b'achrayis nechasim, you collect from the lechukher. So that's why Rav Meir says, harei ze lo yachzir. You're not allowed to give the shtachav back to the malve, even though the loive admits that it belongs to the malve, because we're concerned, chayshina lekenunya. Maybe the loive is in cahoots with the Malva. Maybe the truth of the matter is that he never borrowed the money, or that he paid the money already. And is in cahoots with the Malva, that the Malva should collect $1,000 from the Lekuchas, and then they'll split the $1,000 between the two of them. So this is the Gemara that the Sheikh Mukubetz points out. I mean, this is the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday. Min HaTorah, Oidos Baldin is good even to the extent of Chav Bachrini. But with the Rabbana, we don't allow it because Chashina Lekindunya. That was the Gemara that he pointed out yesterday. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin, and if you have Haidos Baldin Chav Bachrini, it's no good Min HaTorah. So how can our Gemara say that it's good Min HaTorah, it's only no good with the Rabbana? So that's what we spoke about yesterday. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this is what Rameyah says. Matzah shtar chayiv, if it doesn't have achrayis nechasim, and chayiv moideh and the loiva admits that the shtar belongs to the malva, so you have, there's no pseida de lekuchas over here. There is no chav lachrini. Because Rameyah holds you're never going to collect from the lekuchas, but a shtar chayiv sheish bachrayis nechasim, we don't accept the haidoz baldin of the loiva, that the moitzi haveda, the one who found the shtar, should give it back to the malva, because it's chav lachrini. It may turn out that the Leiva doesn't have any assets. We're going to go collect from the Lekuchas, so to that extent, the Leiva doesn't have the money. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, and they say that Achrayis does Sefer. Even if Shtar Chayiv doesn't have, it doesn't say Beferish, Kol Nechayis HaMishabadim L'Chayiv Zeh. It's self-understood. Even though it's not written in the Shtar, it's Muva Meyelov. It's self-understood that there's always Achrayis Nechayis. Unless you have a Shtar that says Beferish. I borrowed $1,000 from the Malveh, and there's only Shibin Okuf, and there's no Shibin Nechos. If it says Beferish is no Shibin Nechos, and they all agree that it's no Shibin Nechos. But if it doesn't say one way or the other, whether there is Shibin Nechos or not, so that's the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Rav Meir says if it doesn't say that there's Shibin Nechosim, then there is no Shibin Nechos. And the Chachamim say no, even if that line is missing, we would assume that Achray is Tos Sefer. The line that's missing, that it doesn't say Kol Nechosim, Shibadim Lechayv Zeh, is simply a scribal error. He forgot to put it in. Whatever he forgot to put in is gila nichtav dami. That's the din of yad. That's what we spoke about the other day. Whenever you have a loshen, either a loshen of a neder, a loshen of a shvur, or a text of a get, and there's a line missing, you looked at the gemara peivav on the base. The line is missing, it should really say v'den di havi lichi minoy, etc. And they didn't write that line. So the chachamim say it's a yad. So it's considered as if it is written. So that's what the Chachamim hold. That's how we pass the halacha. That achray is to sefer. Even if you have a shtar that doesn't say one way or the other, whether there is shibin nechasim, we assume that of course there's shibin nechasim. The Gemara has the expression, "Shadi inish zuzi bichdi." A person is not going to lend out money without being secure. He's not going to lend out money for nothing. He wants to get paid back all the money. So he certainly wants a shibin nechasim. Unless you have a shtar that says beferish, there's only shibin aguf, no shibin nechasim. Okay. Is moichel on the shibin lechasim is nisht, but if it doesn't say one way or the other, that's Rabbi Yechanan says that's the machlekes or Meir and Chacham. Meir holds you don't say achrayis to a sefer, and the Chacham holds that you do say achrayis to a sefer. So this is the Gemara in Bava Metzia that Tesis is quoting. If a person has a shtar, so we say Resh Lakish says Ein Machsim Al Hashtar Nasa Kemishin Duch Nechrei Dusim Bezim. We assume that it's emes, but over here I found the aveda in the street. So the shayla is, should I give it back to the malva? So the loiva admit, I don't know who dropped it. So the loiva makes a hadas baldin, yeah, give it back to the malva. So his hadas baldin is chav lachrini. So to rely on him to give it back, that's shaky. I don't know whom to give it back. I may be causing a hefset to the lekuchas. You're not allowed to do the whole mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is no one should suffer a loss. Even if the person lost his money on his own, you have to restore the money to the rightful owner. No one should lose any money. So if I'm going to give back, let's say there's a meshugan who lives in a neighborhood, he has a gun, and he lost his gun, and I found it. So if I'm going to do Hashavas, I'll give it back. He's going to start shooting people. So you're not allowed to give back the gun. That's not Hashavas Aveda. It's going to be Chav Lachrini. So you didn't do Hashavas Aveda. So here, you tell me, I found the shtar, and the Leiva says, give it back to the Malva. Give it back. It's like giving back the gun to the Meshuganev, who's going to misuse it. So I'm not allowed to give back the shtar to the Malva based on the Hadas Baldin of the Leiva, because it's the Chav Lachrini. You have to be concerned. Maybe he's lying. Maybe he's making a communion. If the Malva walks into Bezin with a shtar, and then the Leiva says, I have no money, and then maybe goes to the Likud, so you have no choice. You can always do like that, you say. Mm-hmm. Anyone can go to Aden and say, sign a shtar that I owe $100,000 to Reuven, and then tell Reuven to wait 2 years, and then to come collect, and I won't have any assets, and I'll go collect from the Lekuchas. So you can always do that, but that's what can we do? That's Eid Masim al Ashtar. Nasa Kimishnech, we're going to do some investment. The Malba has a Shtar, so it says that the Lobo is the money. But if you're talking about Ashavas Aveda, that's the context over here. So you don't do Ashavas Aveda if you think that you may be Chav Lachmin, maybe Mafsid, the rightful owner. So here Taisvis has a comment on that Gemara. This is the top line on Beis Amin Beis. Yim Toimar. The Perakamid above him, it's the Pliki Rameir Verabonon, the Motz of Shtar, Sheimboach Rayis Nechosim. A Shtar Halboa, that it only says Shibir Agub, it doesn't say one way or the other about Shib Nechosim. The Rabbanon Amri Lo Yachzi, he should never give it back. Whether it has Achrayis, does not Achrayis, he never give it back. Rameir Sova Yachzi, Rameir holds that you give it back if it's Aimboach Rayis Nechosim. And what's the case talking about? So there's a Machloikis and the Gemara Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. So Tosis is going to get stuck in Shmuel. It happens that we reject Shmuel's pshat. We reject Shmuel. Shmuel has this wild pshat. Mukila Shmuel. Shmuel interprets the Mishnah. When is there a machlekes Rameh and Rabbanim? Kishein achayiv moida. That the loiva is screaming bloody murder. Don't give the shtar back to the malva. I never borrowed the money. Or he says, I paid back the money. But he said, don't give him back the shtar. So kishein achayiv moida. The Malva says, give me back the shtar, he never paid me yet. And the Loiva says, don't give him back the shtar, I did pay him. I never borrowed in the first place. I authorized the writing of the shtar, but I never borrowed the money, and I dropped the shtar. I want to destroy the shtar. So that's how Shmuel interprets. So why does Rav Meir say, Hareza Yachzir, you give the shtar back to the Malva? Why do you give it back to the Malva? But the Loiva is screaming bloody murder, I don't owe the money. So why do you give it back to the Malva? So Shmuel explains that the Shmuel was rejected. Shmuel and Rav Lozer, they explain Rav Meir's opinion is that a shtar chayv shem ba'achrayis nachasim afilim ebne chorin ein agayve. It's worthless. It's mipiyim v'loim v'piksovam. So what does it mean the hareza yachzir? So what does the Mishnah mean that you give it back to the malva? If it's worthless, so throw it in the garbage. They rip it up and throw it in the garbage. So the Gemara explains you give it back to the malva as a piece of paper. Lots of pizza v'chiso. You can use it as a piece of paper to cover over a bottle of wine. That water, that the bug shouldn't fall in. Dirt shouldn't fall into the container of wine or the container of water. Hareza Yachza does mean you give it back to the malva that he should collect. No, Rav Meir holds. We're talking about a case, Enachai Moida, the loiv is screaming, I don't owe the money. So how can you give the shtar back to the malva? Because Rav Meir Shita, the shtar chosh emachas, achrayis nachasim is meaningless. So give, and the loiv says the whole thing is a ziyuf. The Leiva says the whole thing is mezuyif. What does the Leiva say? The Leiva says, I never borrowed money in the first place, the whole thing is mezuyif. Or does the Leiva say, I paid it up already? Or the Leiva says, I authorized the writing of a shtar, but I never borrowed the money. What does he say? So the Gemara says, you give back the shtar to the malva, and you can use it lotzer al pitz luchiso. So why do you give it back to the malva? Why don't you give it back to the Leiva? The answer is because the Leiva admits that it's not his shtar. The Leiva says the whole thing is mezuyif. The Leiva says it's mezuyif. So Shmuel interprets within Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion is shtar chayv shem ba'achrayis nachas mein agoy ve'afilu mibnei chorin. It's worthless b'torah shtar. It's valuable as a piece of paper. Lots of piece l'chisel, but it's worthless b'torah shtar. So you're not going to be mafsid anybody anything by giving back the shtar to the mal. So you may as well give it back. Lots of piece l'chisel. Why? Because the Leiva admits I have nothing to do with the shtar. It's mezuyif. So it's a piece of paper that has a design on it that's worthless. And the Leiva says, I have nothing to do with it. It belongs to the Malva. He's trying to cheat me. But he can't cheat him because it's worthless. So give it back. So Tosis asked the question, "Nu, and why did the Rabbanon say you don't give it back? Because a milva d'shtar, even if it doesn't have Shib Nechosim, he can still collect with it. Either he can collect Shib Mebnei Chorin, or if they hold Achrayis Tosafot, he can even collect Nechosim Shabbat. But you can't collect with it. So the Rabbanah disagree with Rameh. They say, Kishein Achayiv Moideh, if the Leiva doesn't admit that they should give the Shtar back to the Malva, then you don't give it back to the Malva. You don't know who the rightful owner is. You shouldn't give it back to the Malva. So Tosafot wants to know the Hashta, the Rabbanon. Why shouldn't you give it back to the Malva? What's the problem? Amay lo yachzir. Halek alamecha shlamidi. You don't have to be afraid of anything. what's the case talking about? What is the Leiva Taina over there? The Leiva doesn't Taina, I wrote a shtar planning to borrow money from the Malva and I never borrowed the money. And he doesn't Taina, I already paid up the money, give me back the shtar. No. The Gemara Beferish, he doesn't Taina that. He's Taina Mezuyev. He's saying that it's Mezuyev. That's why the Gemara says, according to Rameh, that the shtar is worthless, they give it back to the Malva. The Leiva admits that it's the Malva. The Leiva says the whole thing is Mezuyev. So the Rameh says, you give it back to the Malva, he can use it as a piece of paper. Lots of pizza l'chisa. He can't use it as a shtar, he can use it as a piece of paper. So Tosis asks, if that's what the case is talking about, that the Leiva claims that it's Mezuyev, so li Rabbanan, amai lo yachzir. If he's saying that it's Mezuyev, obviously the shtar halvoi that I found in the street is not Mekuyim. If it's a shtar Mekuyim, so how can the Leiva taina that it's Mezuyev? So obviously it's a shtar shein bo kim. So shtar halvoi doesn't have a kim. So Tosis says, so what's the problem over here? Give the why did the Rabbanan say you shouldn't give the shtar back to the Malva? Because he does have the ability to collect. Either he can only collect Shibit Aguv, or he can even collect Shibit Nechosim, because Achrai is Tosefer. Fektosis, what are you worried about? Alek Alamechesh Lamidi, nothing can go wrong over here. The Imekayim Lei, we're talking about a shtar shein Mekuyim, because the Leiva Taina is that is Mezuyev. So if the Malva will succeed in being Mekayim the shtar, so it shows the Leiva is a liar. Leiva says that it's Mezuyev, and the Malva is Mekayim the shtar, so the Leiva is a liar, so the Malva will collect the Chayv. Imekayim Lei, if the Malva will be Mekayim the shtar, Hadini Mo. So that proves that the Leiva is Taina, that it's Mezuyev, is a false Taina. So the Malva is entitled to collect. And if the Malva will not be Mekayim the shtar, so he won't collect anything anyway. So the Leiva is Neman to say Mezuyev. That's a Takana Rabbanan. Whenever there's a Din Torah and the Malva has a shtar, the Leiva says Mezuyev. So you have to make a Kiyum. So Tosfos says, so what's the concern over here? Why did the Rabbanan say, you shouldn't give the shtar back? Give the shtar back. What are you going to lose over here? The Leiva screams that it's Mezuyev. So Rameh says it's worthless anyway, so give it back to the Malva and he'll use it lots of pitz l'chisa. So what do the Rabbanan say? No, how can you give it back to the Malva? He will collect from the Leiva shaloi kedin. Why will it be shaloi kedin? If he won't make a kiyum, he won't collect a penny. If he will make a kiyum, that shows that it's not Mezuyev. So he should be entitled to collect. So what did the Rabbanan say? Harezo lo yachzir. That's Tosis Kasha. Elavat, so they suggest the Teretz. But the Teretz contradicts what they said in Amun Aleph. In Amun Aleph, they prove from the Gemara and Baba Basu Kufayin Dalet, even though Nenzo is a Milsa de la Shchicha, Loi Taininon, and Mezuyev is also a Milsa de la Shchicha, it should normally be Loi Taininon. But if the only way to save honest people from criminals is by advancing the Taina Milsa de la Shchicha, so you have to make a takana, you have to say taninan even in the Milsa de la Shchicha. So that's how they showed from the Gemara Kufayin Dalet that Bezin will sometimes advance a taina of Mezuyev even though it's a Milsa de la Shchicha. So now they say like this. Elavada, it would appear, why did the Rabbanan say you don't give back the shtar? So it must be like this. Chashinon, maybe the Malva will be Moitzei the shtar, Shalei Befano. Not that it'll come to collect from the Leiva. Come to collect from the Leiva. The Leiva says Mezuyev, so you can't collect. He'll come to collect Shalei B'fanav. Shalei B'fanav means from the Yerushim or from the Lakuchas. So they won't know the Taina Mezuyev. And Bezin won't advance Taina's Mezuyev because it's a Milsa de la Shchicha. So don't you see from that Gemara that Bezin never advances a Taina Milsa de la Shchicha, you never advance Nensu, and you never advance the Taina of Mezuyev, even though you can skin people alive like that. Even though that's the only way to save them from the criminals, is by advancing the Taina of Mezuyev. So doesn't it appear from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel that Bezin doesn't advance a Taina if the Malva will come to collect Shalai Befanav of the Leiva, will either come to collect from the Yisayim of the Lekuchas, the Bezin will not advance a Taina of Mezuyev. And this contradicts what they developed on Amar Alf. On Amar Alf they said the Din should have been like that. It's not Hamilton L'Shchicha Loi Tanina, like Nensu is Mosul L'Shchicha Loi Tanina. So Mezuyev should have been the same. But then they said, but you can't say like that. That's ridiculous. The Shavkas Kain L'Chaber, you have to say that you have to bend the halacha over here. You have to make a takana that you do say Tanina even on the Mosul L'Shchicha. Kedei L'Hatzel L'Oshuk Me'aroshko. The Shavkas Kain L'Chaber. So that's what they're stuck with, this Gemara and Bava Metzia. Same thing. They won't know whether it's mezuzah. The only one who knows the truth is the lawyer. The lawyer knows that it's mezuzah. So if I come to collect from the lawyer, the lawyer will scream mezuzah. And the malva is a faker, so he won't be able to be mekayim the shtar. But he'll wait, the malva will wait with the shtar, wait to, either till the lawyer dies, or wait till the lawyer sells the kaki, won't have any assets. Then I'll come to collect shalai b'fano. Shalai b'fano means to collect from the yisemim or from the lekuchas, not from the lawyer. And the seven lekuchas don't know whether anything about the whole case, so they can't tie the mezuyah. And it would appear that Bezin doesn't tie the mezuyah either. Aye, but you can skin people alive like that. What do you mean? You're going to stick to the strict halacha that there's no tanin and an amil salosh chicha. Is lochon shavkas chay lochol berry? That's Tosis kash. So Tosis says, no, that's not the answer. This is all a shtickle Torah. This is the answer that Tosis suggested on the Gemara. Why did the Chachamim the Rameir say that you better not give the shtar back to the malva because he may cause a hefsid? Rameir says a shtar shem achrayis lechasim. You can't collect anything. You can't even collect minay. Rameir is only concerned if the shtar sheyesh achrayis lechasim. You can collect, but em achrayis lechasim can't collect. The Rabbanan disagree. You can always collect. Every shtar can collect. So Tosin says it's muchrach in the Gemara that the loiva is screaming mezuyav. If he's screaming mezuyav, so give back the shtar to the malva. So the manam shach, if the malva will be mekayimet, so the loiva is a liar. So the malva is entitled to collect. It's not mezuyav. And if he can't be mekayimet, so he won't collect. So don't you see, isn't the hechreach, don't you have to say in the Gemara that we're concerned that the malva, if we'll give back the shtar to the malva, then say the mekuyim, he'll come to collect from yisayimim, ala kucha shalei b'fonav. So don't you see that you don't advance the taninim, you don't say taninim, I'm mezuyav, even when it's an issue of the shachas chay l'chol beri. So Tosfos doesn't want to say that. They want to stick to their guns because they prove from Baba Basra, Kufayin Dalet, that it's not so. That if the only way to save people from the gangsters is by tiny mezuzah, they say so. But that's not true. What we just said is not true. It's certainly Beznam of tiny mezuzah on behalf of the Simon Malakuchas, if that's the only way to save them from criminals. But the Pshat and the Gemara is an andamais. That's not the reason. Because we just said an Amin Aleph. Even if you say, Loi Tanina, how did Tosfos interpret the Gemara Baba Basra Dafayin? You don't advance Taininan on Nensu, but you can still say, Echzar to Benigud and Nensu. So we discussed it yesterday. The Rambam says, how can it be? If Nafala Yisayin, Nafala Binyan. So Tosfos and the Balamor hold not so. That you can say, you can advance the taina b'migu of the other taina, even though there's no taninan on the second taina. Taninan is a din, you have to consider whatever taina the father could have advanced. The father could have advanced the taina of hechzar to b'migu and answer. So Tosfos says over here, even if you'll, what are you afraid of? That the malva is going to collect shalai b'fanav. So the bezin will say parua b'migu and mezuyah. Even if you don't say taninan mezuyah, but you still say parur the migan the mezuyah, just like you say on Baba Basra Dafayim on the days, you say hechzar to be migan the mezuyah, hechzar to be migan the nensah. So you can say over here parur be migan the mezuyah. So still, what's pshat in the Gemara? So Tosfos says, no, the pshat is different. If a person has a shtar chayiv, and the leiva screams that it's mezuyah, then Bezin says, okay, you're not going to collect unless you make a kiyum. So he goes and he gets witnesses to testify on the signatures. He gets the guy who worked in the bank, and he always said the guy signed his signature thousands of times. So he can recognize all the signatures. So that's a valid kiyum. Once in a while, you can do such a good job of forging, it'll look exactly like the original. So they quote a Gemara and get poshut. The Gemara tells a story that there were witnesses who had some kind of a condition. They had a condition that the arm was shaking, so it was very hard to imitate the signature. So the guy put it. So the guy forged the signature, and he put his hand on something that was shaking. So he even imitated the shaking, the palsy, whatever condition the witnesses had. So Tosfos shows from the Gemara that sometimes you can forge even a complicated signature. Also, you can forge it. But that's the halacha. You make a kimashtar, the guy collects. But what happens, that's if someone comes with a shtar that says somebody owes him money, something out there, he collects. And the Rabbanim, they said he has to make kiyum. He makes the kiyum, he collects. There's a possibility that maybe even the kiyum was a mistake. So what can you do? That's the best we can do under the circumstances. So you make a kiyum ashtar, so you collect. But what happens if he dropped the shtar? I find the shtar in the street. So the shadow, should I give back the shtar? So Tosha says, that's already a reisa. If a fella has a shtar that says somebody owes him $1,000, so he's such a man of ruchnius that he doesn't care about $1,000, even $10, even $1. I have a shtar that's even a check for 95 cents. I have a check that's less than $1. It's very unlikely I'm going to lose a check. I'm not going to lose a shtar. So the fact that I lost the shtar, that's already a shtickle race. It looks like there's something fishy over here. So that's what Tosis comes up with, a whopper of a chiddush. They're forced into saying something. They come up with a whopper of a chiddush that if the moitzei ha'aveda, the one who found the shtar in the street, will give the shtar back to the malve, even if the malve will make a kiyum ashtar, since there was a reyesid that he lost it, a reyesid means a latest asafik that there's something fishy over here. It doesn't make sense that he should have lost the shtar if it's really authentic. If it's entitled to collect based on the shtar. If it's a piece of junk and he's not entitled to collect, so I understand why he got lost. He threw it out in the garbage. He wasn't kiffed. But if it's really authentic shtar, so Taisi says, in such a case, we wouldn't let him collect even if we'll make a kiyum ashtar. So that's why we don't give it back. Taisi says to Kashi, give it back. What's the problem? If he won't make a kiyum ashtar, so let him keep it lotzal pitz luchis. So if he won't make kiyum ashtar, it shows that he's telling the truth and the life is a lie because the life is said mizuh. So he says, no, even if he'll do a kiyum ashtar, we know the kiyum ashtar is not foolproof. It's not 100% accurate. Sometimes you can fool the experts. You can have a forgery that's so accurate, you can fool the experts. So he says, in the situation where he dropped the shtar, since there's a reisa, even if I'll make a kiyum ashtar later, it won't help. It's a big chiddush. That's how Tosis is forced into it. This whole Tosis appears in Bava Metzia also. And that daf. The whole cheshbon, the mils of the Lashkicha, the whole Tosis from the Amud Aleph to Lamed Beis. The whole long Tosis there, Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. But there they explain it a little better than here. There they explain, they add on the line, the missing line from the Tosis and Bava Basra daf in Lamed Beis. That the whole topic is because Milsa de la Shchicha loy Tanina. So that's why you don't say Tanina on Nensu, that's why you don't say Tanina on Mezuyev. But even though you don't say Tanina on Nensu, you can still say Tanina on Hefzai, but Enigma Nensu. The whole Tosis that we have over here from Amud Aleph on the base, the whole thing is over there in Bava Metzia. But just keep in mind that this, the whole Shtikal Torah that Tosis said, is all to explain Shmuel, whose opinion was rejected. That's not the Emes Pshat in the Machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanan. Shmuel and Rab Lazar are rejected there. The Gemara proves that it's not correct. They thought that Rab Meir's opinion is a shtar shein b'achrayis nachas amena goy v'lo mim b'nei chorim v'lo mim shabadim. You don't collect at all because mipim v'lo piksavim. That's the Shita Mekubetzes. And we don't accept that opinion. We accept that Rab Meir is moida that if that there's such a thing as a shtar rai, either min atorim or the Rabbanon, whatever it is, but he doesn't disagree. And the Machlek Zameh and the Rabbanon is b'shechayiv moida. The Leiv is admitting that they should give it back to the Malka. So if it's Chav Lachrini, then there's a concern of Kenunyim. Hashin le Kenunyim. If it's not Chav Lachrini, say, Meidu Haidu'as Baldin, there's no problem. So the whole Shtikul Torah that Tosis said, is Shalom Lefi Psak Halacha. The whole thing is within Shmuel, it's not within Rabbi Yechanan. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan there in the Gemara.
What's Pshat in the Reisa when it's Nafla? Can that be because you're not a Balashtar?
No. Let's say the shtar only gives a hagar to say this when there's tfisas bala shtar. The tfisas bala shtar means the one on whose behalf the shtar was written. The one who authorizes the writing of the shtar is known with the term of the das hamischayiv. You have to have the writing of the shtar has to be midas hamischayiv. So the one who authorizes it, the loyves, the das hamischayiv, and the shtar is intended to be handed over to the malveh. So he's the balashtar. So when the balashtar holds it, he gives hagar to say this one. He doesn't have to hold it in his pocket. What if a friend of his is holding it for him? Someone else holding it is also. So if he lost it, then he finds it later on. So it's also.
No, but here it's no one holding. Here there is no tfisa.
No, he once had a tfisa. He had a tfisa's balashtar. So then he dropped it. So it's still giving a hagar to say this.
That's in question also.
Yeah. That,
whether he ever had a tfisa b'chlal is also part of the shayla.
Yeah, we're not sure. So that's what they're fighting about. The Malva and the Leiva are fighting about that. If you hold ain't chayv moida, Shmuel learns pshat in the mishik. Shein chayv moida. So they're fighting about that. So that's what they say. You shouldn't. The Gemara says you shouldn't give it back to anybody because you don't know who. But the Malba claims that the Loiva did give it to him. So he claims that he had a Tvisis Balas Tasa. That's what Tosis says. So what are you going to lose over here? Give it to the Malva and the Manavshach. If he won't make a Kiyam Ashtar, he won't collect anything in it. If he will make a Kiyam Ashtar, so that shows the Loiva is lying. That's what Tosis says. No, the fact that he dropped it, the fact that Malva dropped it, that already shows that there's a weakness in his claim. He claims that he's the Balas Tasa. So even though we can later on, he'll make a Kiyam Ashtar, we won't even rely on the Kiyam Ashtar. Because that's like a hechocha against his time.
Is the shtickle not true while he's really often, or are you just going to say it?
According to Rabbi Yechanan, the whole thing is it's not at all the pshat. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that's not at all what's going on. We're talking about a case that it is chayiv
moed. You don't need to say that to explain the gemara, but would it be true in the case where was this from the vaso that?
What would Rabbi Yechanan say in such a case?
Yeah,
shein a chayiv moed.
Are you saying that Tosis is a tremendous fetish?
Yeah, they're saying the whole thing within
the Shmuel. But it could be that that's just explained in the Gemara, but in a Hanami, he would say in the Ochanami.
I don't know.
Also, just not in that Gemara, you don't need to say it, but the Chiddush is still holding
it. I don't know. This is a fantastic Chiddush. Shmuel said it. That's what Shmuel said. Rabbi Yechon never said it, so it's hard to put words into his mouth. Rabbi Yechon says, you have no source in the Mishnah. He said, you're talking about such a topic, Bechlaf. So why should you invent such an idea? Okay, so let's go again. What's the Mishnah talking about? Hamei get b'mdinas ayam. Rashi explains you have a shliach lohilocho who's bringing a get to the Isha, to Eretz Yisrael. He brings the get from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a takan the Rabban has to say b'fan anechtav and b'fan anechtav. In our Torah, there's no need for this. In our Torah, you just give over the get, and it's only with Rabban that he has to say b'fan anechtav and b'fan anechtav. See, before you even get to the Gemara, here the Rosh in Siman Beis raises a question. And it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra. How do you know that he's the Shliach Lohilocha? A man comes, we don't know who he is. He says that he's Jewish, okay, so we'll believe him that he's Jewish. And then he says that he's the Shliach Lohilocha to give the get. And just like that, the couple is married for the last 25 years, and someone comes, we don't know who he is. A man comes from Medina Zayam, and he says, your husband sent me with the get. Maybe he's lying. Who says that he's telling the truth? So the Rosh raises this topic, raises the issue. At the bottom of the page, the Korban Nisana tells you to look in the Tshuvos HaRosh. In Ois Yud, it tells you to look in the Tshuvos HaRosh, Klal Mem Hei, Simon Yud, where he has the same thing, more barichas. Explains it more by, but it's the same thing as he says over here. The Rosh claims that a man comes from out of the blue, he says that he's a shliach la'alach, he doesn't have them honest to say he's a shliach la'alach. Let's say a couple comes to the Bez and they want to get divorced. And the Bez doesn't know who they are. If they go to the local rabbi, the rabbi knows they were married for the last 25 years. They go to a different city. They come from Iowa and they fly into New York and they go into the Bezin. The Bezin doesn't know who they are. So how does the Bezin know that this is the husband and this is the wife? Maybe this is the boyfriend that she wants to marry. So he says, I'm the husband, and he gives the husband's name. And then the Bezin gives a get. They make a get and he gives it, and then the Bezin gives a patur. Then the woman flies back to Iowa and she says, I have a patur, I'm allowed to be married. My husband gave me a get. How do they know that it's the husband? So min haTorah, the din is that a man is believed to say, I am the husband. Mid the Rabbanan, they made a chumrah that you have to have somebody, at least an Eidecha, testify about him. The Gemara in Yevamos raises this issue. The Gemara in Yevamos says, let's say, a couple is married and the husband dies, so the wife needs chalitza from the husband's brother. The husband's brother lives in Switzerland. So the wife goes to Switzerland, she comes back a week later, and she has a document signed by the Beis Din that the brother did chalitza. How does the Beis Din know that he's the brother? He says so. He says that he's the brother. Maybe her boyfriend flew with her to Switzerland, and he made believe, went to the Beis Din, and he says that he's the brother, and he did the chalitza. So the Gemara says that the Bezin has to write in the Shtar Chalitza, in the document that they give, the Gemara says in Yevamos.
The Bezin doesn't ask for a raya, they don't ask for a ksuba, they ask for nothing.
So the Gemara says, when they write the Shtar Chalitza, they have to write, and we have ascertained that he was the brother of the Niftar. Ishtamoy Deinu means he kanu, wahu the misna meyav. We have ascertained. How do they ascertain? ID. Okay, then you need the gods. With the ID, with the marriage license, whatever, wedding photographs, whatever, you have to have proof. So there's a Gemara later in Gittin. There's a Mishnah later in Gittin. Where's that? Mishnah Yomushloch Bebor. Here's Samach Vavam et al. Mishnah Yomushloch Bebor. During the Roman persecution, when they were killed, the time of the Churban Abayis.
By the way, Erecha doesn't help definitely in that case, right?
So the Gemara says Erecha is case, good. No, the Gemara says Erecha is good. Why has a machloikis in Yevamis whether Erecha is good? So we come to the maskana, Ishtamodina, Afilo Erecha is good.
What's no Yevamis. Erva Namalas Tzvei, like what?
Oh, that's a kasha all the Rishonim is. So normally you need two, why isn't enough with Erecha? Right? That's a good kasha, all the Rishonim work on that. So here there's a Mishnah on Tzamach Vavam and Aleph and Gittin Mishnah Yomushloch Bebor. The Romans used to throw people in dungeon and they let them die from starvation, that they would kill them there. So a man is in a bor and he screams out, they're going to keep me here forever, they're going to kill me, do me a favor, write a get for my wife. My name is Pliny, Ben Pliny, I come from such a city. My wife's name is Pliny, Bas Pliny. So the Mishnah says, if he says, Kol HaShemeas Koyle, Yichtiv, get the Ishti, Harele Yichtiv Ovi Yitra. Frek the Markasha, how do you know that he's telling the truth? Maybe he's telling a lie. He's telling a lie, guys, in a dungeon. It's very hard to believe he's telling a lie. But the Gemara says, maybe it's a shade. How do you know that it's a human being? Maybe it's a shade. Maybe it's a shade, he's playing tricks on people. So the Gemara says, the final line is, B'shasa Sakana. The Gemara says, maybe it's someone who has it in for this woman. And maybe someone wants to be mafshal her. So the Gemara answers, Tana de Be'er Abishma, B'shas ha-sakana, K'os v'minosnim, Afal pishein makirim. If you have a big shas ha-tchak, then we allow them to write the get, even though there's no hakara. And the same is by chalitza. We would allow the Gemara requires hakara before the Bezna allows the couple to do the chalitza. We have to identify that this is really the wife and this is really the husband. So the same is over here, we have to identify for chalitza and for the get. That whole need for hakor is only with the Rabbanim, that's how the Tzoyis HaChoshen says. And it's a big shas ha-tchak, a big shas ha-sakone. So you can be mekel, because we know it's not for pishem akir. If it would have been a din deraisa, how can you be mekel? The shas ha-sakone. The Tzoyis says, obviously, the whole need for hakor al-pi-e-hacherim is only with the Rabbanim. Yeah, so this is if the man comes and he says, I am the husband. So in our Torah, we believe him. That's how Tosfos says in the beginning of Pesachim. A man comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he wants to eat a Korban Pesach. He says he's Jewish. The Gemara says there was once a guy who fooled the Rabbanim and he ate Korban Pesach. He fooled once in a while. You have someone fool him. But the din is, you see from the Gemara, that a man comes and he says, I'm Jewish. So you believe him that he's Jewish. And you can give him Korban Pesach. You don't have to make all Drish Mechakir. So here also, a man comes and he says, I'm the husband. He says, I'm the Yavam. So in our Torah, you believe him even though he doesn't have any raya. And the whole need for hakorim and piacherim is only with the Rabbanim. So maybe that's why we're mekel. You ask the kasha that all of Rishonim ask, why shouldn't you need two edim? So chadov should be yerim. So the way the Ktzoy says in our Torah, you don't even need any hakorim at all. We assume that he's telling the truth. It's only needed with the Rabbanim, so it's not so bad. You can understand why it echad is good. The Gemara there says in Yevamos, v'hilchas ishtemodinim is afilo api edechad is also good enough. So this is Nicha, if he comes and he says, I'm Jewish, he comes and he says, I'm the husband, I'm the Yavam, he says, that's me. A man comes and he says, I'm the Shlich Lo Elocha. Also, you believe him also. So that Shuvah Sarosh was sent to some Chacham who thought like that. That a man comes from the blue, we don't know who in the world he is, and he says, the husband sent me from Medina Sayyam to serve as a Shlich Lo Elocha. So one of the Rishonim thought that he has Nemanus, just like the husband himself is Neman to say, I'm the husband, and the whole need for Hakor is only with the Rabbanon, and if it's B'shas HaTchak, that you can forego the need for Hakor. So here the man comes from Medina Sayyam, says the husband is in China, and he's been living in China the last 25 years, and the husband is a nice guy, he sent me as a shlich to give a get to the wife. Maybe he's the boyfriend, maybe he feels bad for the woman that she's an Aguna, maybe he's telling a lie. So it's a shas ha-sakana, a shas ha-tchak, not a shas ha-sakana, like a shas ha-tchak. So you can do without the hakara. That's what this Tama Chacham corresponded with the Rosh. The Rosh said absolutely not correct. Absolutely not correct. He says no. If the man comes and he says, "I'm the husband, I'm the Yovam," so that's Minatora, he's Neman, and Mishas Hadchak, we would revert back to that. The Pischei Tshuva and Eben Ezer quotes in Hilchos Chalitza that there was once a situation. He quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel. There was once an occasion that a man came from Medinas Hayam, and he said he is the Yavam, he's the brother-in-law of the Almana, and he's prepared to do Chalitza, and he had no identification whatsoever. No one came with him. He came all the way from China, and no identification. And they allowed him to do the Chalitza, and he writes a Loshen, Dein Poitzeh Pe'um Metzavtzeh. All the Rabbanim allowed it. Why they allowed it? It's like Mishas HaSakona, you have no Breira, Mishas HaTchak. This halacha that you insist on having an Eid Echor, Hakar Mepi Acherim, is Heched Efshem, it's Heched Lo Yefshem, Lo Yefshem. So then you make it without it. It's like there's a din in the Gemara in Ksuvis in the second period. Min HaTorah, it would appear from the Gemara Min HaTorah, a person comes and he says, "I'm Jewish," he's believed. Well, if he comes and he says, "I'm a Kohen," also believed. So he gets the first Aliyah, and he can give him Pidyon HaBen money, he can eat Truma, so on. He says, "I'm a Kohen." So the Rabbanon, they made a din that he has to have an Eid Echor testify about him that he's a Kohen. But if he doesn't have an Eid Echor, you don't accept what he says based on his own testimony that he's a Kohen. So the Shach in Yerideya, in Hilchas Chala, the third Chelek Yerideya, quotes in the name of the Maharil, that there is a din with the Rabbanon that you have to have Hakorim Epi Acher. So let's say after the Muhammad, after the Second World War, there was a situation, they killed out all the people in the communities. The man comes to America, he says, "I'm a Kohen." So they're going to say, "Bring an Eid Echad." Go bring an Eid Echad. Halavai, there would be another survivor from the city. There's nobody else alive. He doesn't know where they are. He doesn't know if there are any other survivors. So that's what the Maril says. We have been in violation of this Din Midirabbanan many times over, because we have no Brera. Stuff B'Shas HaSakona. No Sakona to anyone, but B'Shas HaTchak, you have no Brera. So he says, strictly speaking, it's only a din with the Rabbanan, the Mishas HaSakan is mutter. But the Maril says, that's why there's a meaning that we don't give anybody any truma to eat. Even though the Gemara says, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, a tummy is not permitted to eat truma in Eretz Yisrael. Trumas Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara says, it depends what type of a tummy he is. If he has a tumah hayotza ala migufa, if he's a balkari, then the Gemara says he's not allowed to eat the chalas Chutz La'aretz, Trumas Chutz La'aretz. But if he's only a Tumas Meis, he went to a funeral once. His parent died, the Kohen went to a funeral, his Tumas Meis. When the Zayin Kerovim died, he went to the funeral. Otherwise, he doesn't go to funerals. So the Tumas Meis said to Kohen, so Bisman is that we don't have Paraduma water, so the Kohen can't retire himself. So strictly speaking, the fact that he has Tumas Meis doesn't prevent him from eating Chalas Chutz La'aretz, only if he has a Tuma Yotza L'Migufa. So Tuma Yotza L'Migufa, let him go to Mikveh. It's not a problem. The Tumas Meis, he can only get rid of if you have Paraduma water with Hazar Shlishi Shvi. So that we don't have. But the Tumas Balkari, that you can go to Mikveh. So how come we have the practice that Kohanim don't eat Chalas Chutz La'aretz? Why not? Get a Kohen Shetovah L'Keriyah and let him eat the Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So get a Kohen Kotten. A Kohen Kotten means before the age of Teisha Shana V'Yamechot, Ein B'Yosef B'Yosef, so he can't be a Balkari. He's not considered a Balkari before the age of 9. He's not Roy Lahazriya. So the Shach quotes in the name of the Maharil, why do we have a practice that nobody, no Kohanim ever eat the Chalas Chutz La'aretz? Let him go to the Mikveh and he'll be allowed to eat it. So the Maharil says, because we have been in violation of this Din the Rabbanah, Min HaTorah, a man comes and he says, "I'm a Kohen is Neman." The Rabbanah, just like you need Hakar Mepi Acherim for Chalitza, and you need Hakar Mepi Acherim for a Get, so too you need Hakar Mepi Acherim by Kohunim. That's the sugyas in the second parak in Ksubis. So even though the Gemara says B'shas HaSakonik Kosvinos Nach B'shein Makirin on Samach Vavim and Aleph in the Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezer Hilchos Chalitza, quotes the Beis Hillel that's what they did. Sometimes the Yavam came from Dinas Hayam. He had no way to prove that he was the Yavam. So he's Naman Al Piyatzma. You have no prayer. What are you going to do? They had no telephones. You have no fax machines. How is he going to prove that he's the Yavam? He has no way. He has no documents. So if you have no brera, so you revert back to the din deraisa. So even though by truma that should be the din also, he was the only survivor after the whole pogrom. So what do you want? He can't bring any other Eid Echad to prove that he is a Kohen. So strictly speaking, his identification based on his own Eidus should be acceptable. But the Maril says, but since bottom line we are in violation of the Din Derabbanan, so that's why we don't want any Kohanim to eat any Truma Bizman. That's for the Shach and the Hilchos Talah, quotes that from the Maharil. So here there was a Machlekes HaRishonim. What if not, the man comes and he says, I am the husband. He says, I am the Yovam. Or he says, I am a Kohen. He says, I am the Shliach Lohilohim. So the Rosh and the Tshuva, Simen Memhei, Klal Memhei, Simen Yud, disagreed with the other Rishon. Some other Rishon doesn't give you a name. He writes with respect, but he disagrees firmly. He says, the other one thought, just like a person is Neman Mikar Adin, if he comes from Medina Sayam, so how's he going to have identification? Comes from Medina and says, I'm the Yavam, I'm the husband, so Mikar Adin, you believe him. But a man comes from Medina Sayam, it doesn't say he's the husband, he says, I was authorized to serve as the Shlech Lailocha, that's a different story. So there is no Din Deraisa that you revert back to. A person is Neman Alatzma to identify himself, to say, I'm Jewish, I'm a Kohen. I'm the husband, I'm the Yavam, but he's not Neman to say that he is the Shliach Lohilocha. So how does he prove that he's the Shliach Lohilocha? So the Rosh says he has to have a Shtar Harshua. What do you mean a Shtar Harshua? Who authorizes the writing of the Shtar Harshua? It's going to be Mepiyam with all the Piksava, no? So who authorizes the writing of the Shtar Harshua? So the husband authorizes. The husband appoints him as a Shliach Lohilocha. He tells the Eidim, sign a document that I appointed him as a Shliach Lohilocha. That's called Midas HaMasayim. That's a Shtar Raya, and he's a Vehetta. The Rambam says it doesn't exist. The Rambam says Shtar Raya and Dini Mominis is a Takana Midirabonim, based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. But a Shtar Raya in Dini Issa Vehetta, the Rambam says doesn't exist. Oh, so if Bezin authorizes the signing of the Shtar Harshoya, that would be okay. That's what in Ebenezer, the Pisle Tshuva talks about this. Maybe the Bezin has to sign the Shtar Harshoya, or the Bezin should authorize the writing of the Shtar Harshoya.
Bezin's the only one that could do it, right? If you had Edom, so Edom, the whole thing wouldn't be necessary.
No. The man comes from Medina Sayam. He comes from California, with a document signed by two witnesses that says that he was duly appointed as a Shlev Halacha by the husband. So he comes here. So is that valid? He comes and he says, based on the Shtar HaShoah, that he's the Shlev Halacha. Is there such a thing as a Shtar HaShoah? So you have a Shtar HaShoah in Dini Mominis, the Rambam holds that it works with the Rabbanan. A Shtar Rai works with the Rabbanan. Other Rishonim say Shtar Rai works Menater in Dini Mominis. But in Issa Vehetter, the Rambam holds it doesn't work at all. They never made a Takana, the Rabbanan. Takana was only made based on Hefker Bezen Hefker. And even according to the other Rishonim, we hold that a Shtar Rai works Menater, because that's a Das HaMeschayiv. The Das HaMeschayiv is, he makes a Haidoaz Baldin. This Shtar is going to testify against it. But the concept of Haidoaz Baldin, Kimei Eidim Dami, only applies in Dini Mominis. Haidoaz Baldin doesn't apply in Issa Vehetter. So what do you mean? The husband makes a Haidoaz Baldin that he authorized Pliny to serve as a Shlech Lailoch. What do you mean a Haidoaz Baldin? It's not an issue of Dini Mominis. So the Pashna says that the Shtar HaShoah should really be problematic unless it was written by the Bezdin. It doesn't have to be signed by the three members of the Bezdin. It has to say, we the undersigned were authorized by Bezdin to sign a Shtar HaShoah. Has to be authorized. Whenever you have a shtar that's authorized, a shtar Meister Bezdin, there's no problem of Das HaMeschayiv. That was the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Aflame that we have. Whenever you have a shtar that's authorized by Bezdin, a shtar Meister Bezdin, there's no problem of Das HaMeschayiv.
This is only if the Rambam agrees with the Rosh, right?
Right, so the Rosh in the Tshuva quotes some contemporary of his who thought that just like the husband is Bagloip to say I'm the husband, and the Yavam is Mikar Adin Bagloip, then a Kohen is Bagloip, so the Shliach Lailoch is also believed. He doesn't have to bring any proof. And it's a Shas HaTchak, how are you going to bring any evidence? He came from Medina Sayam. So there's one opinion that he's Neman Al Piyatz. One opinion is Neman Al Piyatz. And then the Rosh disagrees, says no. If you say that you are a Kohen, I say I am a Jew, I say I am the husband, I am the Yavam, that's one thing. But I'm saying I am a Shliach. I am a Shliach Lailocha, so the Rosh thinks that the Minatur doesn't get off the ground. There's no Nemanis for that. Not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. So the Rosh thinks that that doesn't work, and you have to have a shtar hashur. So that's a pilpul and evanenza. What do you mean a shtar hashur? Shtar hashur is signed by two eidim. The husband makes a hiduas balbin that he. There is such a thing as a das hamischayv in gitne kiddushin. So that's what we discussed the other day. Let's say the couple got divorced and the wife lost the get. And the wife asked the husband, can you authorize the writing of a shtar raya that I am divorced? A young girl gets married, and she looks so young, she's walking around with a shekel, and everybody thinks she's making believe that she's married. And she says, no, I am married. And nobody believes her. She asked her husband, can you please give me a shtar raya that I'm married to you? So the husband authorized the eidim to write a shtar raya. So that's a big machlekes in Rishayim. The Nesivis, but the Meshavim Nesivis, the Tzais answers some of the kashis of the Nesivis has 1,001 kashis against the Tzais.
That you're not allowed to write it? That one?
So that's a machlekes of Rishayim. Is there such a thing as the shtar raya in Gitme Kiddushin? Can you write a shtar raya independently of Kenya? They get itself. Started off as a shtar kinyan, so that the Gemara says later can serve as the shtar raya. We recommend that the eidim should sign on the get if they tikkun olam. So the Gemara, oh, it's a tikkun olam. Maybe the eidim is sira will die. Maybe they'll move to Medina Sayyam. So you have to have two signatures on the get. It should serve as a shtar raya. So the get that served as the shtar kinyan can certainly serve as a shtar raya min haTorah. Everybody agrees to that. But can you write a shtar raya separately? Not going to be part of the shtar kinyan. Separate shtar raya. So according to Taisus says that according to Rabbi Lozor, Eidi Hasima absolutely don't play a role at all. Eidi Hasima absolutely lo malo ve lo mered in a get. It's only b'torah shtar raya. So according to Taisus, you have an often a Mishnah that the sheyu eidim chas mal again from they take it on them. You can make a shtar raya and get them. And the Rishayim quote in the name of the Baal Taisus he can. And the Rambam says no, there is no such thing. Shtar raya only exists mid the Rabbana. Only in Didi Mammon is based on hefker bezna hefker. And any area of Issa Beheta doesn't exist. And even if you'll not hold like the Rambam, even if you hold like the Rishonim, like the Rambam, those who disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that Ishtar Raya works in Mominus Min HaTorah, it could be that that's only a Mominus because there is a Das HaMischayeh, because Haidoaz Baldin makes it a Das HaMischayeh. But in Issa Beheta, there is no Haidoaz Baldin. There is no Baldin. There is no Das HaMischayeh. For the get itself, that's a Das HaMischayeh. Rambam holds like the Rif that even according to Rav Loza that Eidim Mesira Karsi, but if you have Eidim Chasima then you don't need Eidim Mesira. So you can authorize Eidim Chasima to sign and they'll serve as, that'll create the Gerishin. So that's a Das HaMischayeh. But after he already gave the get, then he's going to write a separate shtar with the Das HaMischayeh. According to the Rambam it doesn't exist. According to a whole group of Rishonim it doesn't exist. Even though they hold that the shtar Rai works Min HaTorah Mamanis, that's because you have a Das HaMischayeh, the Hadas Baldin is the Das HaMischayeh, but in Issa Beheta not. So that's why the Pischa Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes this question. What do you mean he brings a Shtar HaShor? It's not the Piksogon. We're not so convinced that a Shtar HaShor can be written just with the authorization of the husband. So I say, okay, maybe the Bezna has to authorize the signing of the Shtar HaShor. So that's how the some Rishonim say he's Neman al Piyatzmo, just like the Baal Tam says I'm the husband. Some in Atari is Neman, it's only Chashash Medirabbana. And some Rishonim, the Rosh says no. He's not saying he's the Baal, he's saying the Shliach. You have to have Raya Seidim. So you need a Harshoah, and that's a whole discussion what kind of a Harshoah. And other Rishonim say there's a Ravid. The Ravid writes that how does the Shaliach prove that he is the Shaliach? So he says if he holds on to the get, and the get has Erich HaSima, so the Erich HaSima are also testifying that he is the Shaliach. What is that all about? So there's a Mishnah in the end of the second Perek in Gittin.
I would think, yeah, right?
Hashua is either authorized, either signed by two Eidim or authorized by Bezna, Shtar Maisa Bezna, yeah.
But maybe because you're happy and you have someone coming in, maybe it's okay.
The Eid Echod, what the Gemara says, Eid Echod is good. Eid Echod, afilo Korev, afilo Isha. The Ishta Maidina, the Hakore, it's only, the Ktsai says that Eid Echod is only needed with the Rabbanah. That's in Yevamas, I think, Lametes on the base.
Could even be Korev?
Even afilo Korev, afilo Isha, yeah. Filukarba filuisha. See, that's the shayla when you go to a wedding and the rabbi is filling out the ksuba. So he asks the chassan, what's your name? So if the rabbi doesn't know the chassan's name, so he's not supposed to take the chassan's word for it. He has to ask someone else, what's the chassan's name? So you look on the invitation, but somebody's not going to put a false name on the invitation. But let's say on the tenoyim. So the father's name is on the invitation also on the bottom. It doesn't have the father's name. When you write the tenoyim, you got to write the father's name. So how do you know? So yes, the father. What's your father's name? You're not supposed to ask him. You're supposed to ask someone else. But some achronim I make, on the father's name. On his own name. That's the Gemara says that midrabbanim you need ishtamadinim. Whenever it's possible, you should get someone else to say. But on the name of the father that you don't really need it, it's only lechatchila. If you don't have the father's name, it's good anyway. So you can rely on what he himself says. But the achronim have a whole discussion. And the rabbi. No, he says my name is Tzvi Ben Ali Melech. He says that's my name. But there's no need to write my father's name because of my father. I have to write because that's my name. So I say my name is Tzvi Ben Ali Melech. So minat meikar adin am bagloi, and midrabbanan I shouldn't be believed. So the achronim in Pesachei Tshuva said, the father's name is not me'akev b'riyeh. So that's not so bad. You can rely on what he says. See, here there's a Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Yevamos, in the end of the second parak in Gitna, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the last Mishnah in the parak. Af Anoshim Shein and Nemanis Lama Meis Bayla Nemanis Lahavi Yez Gito. The thing is that the Shliach Lahailochas Haget doesn't necessarily have to be a man. The husband can appoint a woman as the Shliach Lahailochas Haget. That's what the Gemara proves from this Mishnah. The shliach l'kabbalah doesn't necessarily have to be a woman. The woman can make a man as a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband can appoint a woman as the shliach l'halacha. So the Mishnah says, if the husband appointed one of the five women who are not believed to say meis baila, he said the husband is missing, we don't know whether he's alive or dead, and the wife is in aguna, and her mother-in-law comes and she comes in with a whole sob story. My son died and I buried him and therefore my daughter-in-law is allowed to marry. So the Mishnah says we don't believe the mother-in-law. She could be putting on a whole act because there's a natural distrust between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. So maybe she's telling a lie because she wants the daughter-in-law to remarry and then the son should divorce this witch. She's not happy that her son is married. That girl stole my son from me. My daughter-in-law stole my son from me. So she wants to trip her up. She wants to fool her into believing that the son is dead. She should remarry in order she should become Asur al-Baila. So there are five women who are listed off in the Mishnah. A co-wife, Tzora. So they're not so happy with each other. Sisters-in-law, okay. So the Mishnah lists off the five Chamish Noshim. So those Chamish Noshim who are listed off in Yevamos, that they're not nemanis to say Meis Baila, but if the husband appointed his own mother as the shliach l'haylochas haget, and the mother comes in the chutzlot, so the mother has to say b'fanenechtam, so maybe she's telling a lie, maybe she wants to trip up the daughter-in-law in order that she should become a seit asur al-baila, that she'd have to get divorced. The Mishnah says, no, there's a difference. Af hanoshim shein nemanis lama meis baila, even those five women are nemanis lavi yezgito, and to testify b'fanenechtam, even a chutzlot. Why? Ma beget l'misa, how come by meis baila the Chamish Nashim are not believed? Well, they hear by the get, the woman is believed. So the answer is Shaksav Mochiach. What does that mean, Shaksav Mochiach? The woman comes and she says, Meis Baila, you don't know anything. You don't have any evidence at all that Meis Baila. So it could be that the mother-in-law is making up a whole story, and nothing is true. There's no Haychoche at all. Hashem can over here, the woman does come with a get. And the get has two signatures signed on the bottom. So there's a shtikel raglaim ledover, that's the pashup shot. There is a shtikel raglaim ledover that something did happen, that the husband did give a get. So the mother, the husband's mother, in other words, the wife's mother-in-law, is believed to say b'fananachtam. The only for b'fananachtam is only with the rabbanim. And after I say, eini machsimal ashtar, nasi gemishin echri, this is the, so you revert back to the din deres. That's a simple reading in the Mishnah. Aksav mochiach, the fact that she comes with something. Not like Meis Baila, she just walks in empty-handed and she says the husband is dead. Here, there's something there. There's Raglaim Ledover. So here, you're not choshed that she's telling a lie. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. So here, there's a Ravid has a different interpretation on this Mishnah. The Ravid learns that Aksav Mochiach doesn't only mean raglaim ledova, and therefore there's no chashash sheker. Totally different shot. There is a machlekas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Is it necessary when you give the kiddushin? So the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, you have that Adam Lakim Adova watching. If the Baal gives the ring to the Kala, Beino le Beino, and there's no Adam, so the Gemara says Adam Kudeshes. Afal pi shehu lihi shneim odim. They both admit that he gave a ring and said Adam Kudeshes. The kiddushin is not chal. That's where Abchaim coined the term. That's called Adis Lakim Adova. It's a Gemara, and Abchaim said he coined that expression. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is it necessary when a man wants to marry a woman and he sends a shliach la'ilocha, is there a requirement that he should appoint the shliach la'ilocha in the presence of two kosher eidim? Do you need eidis l'kim adova or not? So the Rambam writes, you only need eidis l'kim adova when the kala appoints a shliach l'kabolas ha'kiddushin. When the chosen appoints a shliach la'ilocha ha'kiddushin, there's no need for eidis l'kim adova. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, no, why should you distinguish? Just like you need Eidus L'kim Adova when the Kala appoints a Shaliach, so too one would need Eidus L'kim Adova when the Chassan appoints a Shaliach L'Halochas HaKiddush. So the Rambam writes like this in Perigimel and Hilchas Ishus Halocha Tezvov. Kol Oysu Shaliach L'Kabal HaKiddushin, the Isha, the Kala, makes a Shaliach L'Kabal HaKiddushin, Tzorach La'Sosa B'Fnei Eidim. Avol, Ha'ish, she also shliach lekadosh lo isha, but when the chassan makes a shliach lo ilochas hakidushin, ain't a tzach lasosa biyedim. Kimo shliach shehirshei lahafrish lo truma. Just like if a man appoints a shliach to be mafrish truma, the kayetze b'hem, or any other shliach, a man appoints a shliach to sell his house, to sell his automobile. So if the man appoints a shliach to be mekadosh an isha, that's a regular din of shlichas. You don't need Eidus L'kim Adova when you appoint the Shliach. But the Kala who appoints the Shliach the Kabbalah HaKadosh, that's a different story. Then you have to have Eidus L'kim Adova. So, the Rambam writes the same in Hilchas Gerushin, that if the Baal appoints a Shliach L'Halochas HaGet, Shliach L'Halocha does not have to appoint the Shliach L'Halocha in the presence of two Eidim. But when the Isha appoints a Shliach L'Kabbalah HaGet, so she has to appoint the shliach in the presence of Twin. And here he gives the moshul, here in Hilchas Ishus, Perigim HaLocha Tezvav, he gives you the moshul, he says, the Baal doesn't have to have Eidus L'kim Adova when he appoints a shliach L'Halocha HaKiddushin, because, Kimo shliach she'hershel l'hafish lo truma, l'keitze behem b'chol mokum she'shluch ha'shlam kemois, v'ein tzarech eidim. That's what he compares it to. So the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam, and he says it's not correct. Since this is a matter whether the man was appointed as a shliach la'ilochas ha'kiddushin or not, is going to determine whether the kiddushin is chal or not. So this is going to have an effect on the davish of the ervah. So the rabbi thinks anything that has an effect on the davish of the ervah requires eidus l'kim adova. So he says both whether the husband appoints a shliach or the wife appoints a shliach, you always need eidus l'kim adova. The Ravid in Lucheri seems to be Lushitos. There's another machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Ishus. What if, let's say, a man gives kesed kiddushin to a woman? He says, "Hariat mukodesh esli," on the condition that it snows tomorrow. So if they wait the whole day tomorrow and it doesn't snow, so the kiddushin abat, the kiddushin ala tanai, and the tanai was not in the sky. What if they listen to the weather tonight and they hear it's not going to snow tomorrow and they really like each other and they want the Kedushin to be house, they can give her another ring. They can give her a bottle of Coca-Cola and say, Hariyam Kodesh, they can do it all over again, no problem. So the Rambam and the Rabbi both say, not only can he give her a Shave Pruta now and do a new Kedushin, they can, if they both agree, they can say, we want the Kedushin, if they wait till the day is over and there was Bitla tonight, it didn't snow, so it's farfal. So you can't resurrect the kiddushin once it was nizbatl. There was a bitla tonight. But what if it wasn't yet nizbatl? It's in advance. The day didn't come to an end yet. But we know in advance that it's just not going to snow. So the Rambam and the Ravid understood from a Gemara in Ksuvis. The Rashba says there is no such Gemara. Doesn't exist. And the Rambam and the Ravid both understood there's a Gemara that there's such a concept of mechilos atanai, that they both say we want the kiddushin to be chal, even if they won't be kiyam atanai. So in such a case, the kiddushin will be chal. We say osi dibur, Umavatl dibur. You say they make kiddushan ala tanai. So the tanai is totally v'yomid. So if they both back out, the chas and kala both back out from the tanai before the bitla tanai takes place. So that's the tshuva sarosh. That all of the poskim quote, Rav Baruch Ber says, Rav Chaim showed us a tshuva sarosh and he doesn't remember where it is. And he writes over the whole Shlichim Torah. Avnei Nezer didn't hear it from Rav Chaim, he quotes the tshuva sarosh. It's where it belongs. In the right place. The tshuva sarosh gives its whole explanation. Also, diba mevatel diba. If you did a kiddushin ala tanai and it wasn't yet in his batel, it didn't happen yet, bitla tanai. The day didn't come to an end yet. But we know in advance that it's probably not going to snow tomorrow. So if the Chos and Kala both say they want the Kedushin to be Chal without the Tanai, so it'll be Chal without it. So on that din of Mechilos HaTanai, there's a Machloikas, the Ramam and the Raiva, do you require Edus Lekim Adovor for the Mechilos HaTanai? So the Ramam says there's no need for Edus Lekim Adovor, and the Raiva says, of course you need Edus Lekim Adovor, since the Mechilos HaTanai is going to determine whether the Kedushin is going to be Chal or not. So whatever affects the Dovah should be Yerva. Not only do you need Eidus Likim HaDovah on the actual giving of the ring, Harei HaMekudesh Esli, you need Eidus Likim HaDovah on the Mina Shliach Lohilocha, and you need Eidus Likim HaDovah on the Mechila Satanai, because all of these things are determining whether the Kedushin will be Chal or not going to be Chal. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam apparently holds, that's what Rav Chaim explains in his Sefer, the Rambam holds you only need Eidus Likim HaDovah and the actual Das Dovah should be Yerva. So when the Baal appoints a shliach lahalacha sakidushin, he didn't express any. That's the same as a shliach lahafrashas truma. That's the same as appointing a shliach to do mekach hamemka for me. So there is no das dovah shadiyarva over there. So there's no need for edus lekim adovah. Mechila satanai is not a special dovah shadiyarva dikadid. So the Rambam holds you only need edus lekim adovah on the actual dovah shadiyarva act itself, on the gittin, on the kiddushin. And the Raivin holds that you need edus lekim adovah on the Mina Shlichas also, and you need on the Mechilos HaTanai, on every aspect that's relevant to determine whether the Kedushin was Chal or was not Chal. So the Ravid says, in principle, he thinks the Rambam is wrong, that you need Eidus L'Kim HaDavah both when the Ish appoints a Shlich L'Hailochas HaKedushin, or L'Hailochas HaGet, or when the Ish appoints a Shlich, but he says, when the Baal appoints a shliach lahilochas haged, you always have Eidus Lekim HaDovah, even if there's nobody watching. You always have Eidus Lekim HaDovah. So he says, why? Because Aksav Mochiach. He quotes this Mishnah in Chov Gimel and Beis. Aksav Mochiach. So the Ravid apparently understood Aksav Mochiach not the way we learn. The Poshib Shad Aksav Mochiach simply means the five women, the Chomish, Nashim, and Yovamus, who are not believed the same as Baal, because we're afraid they may lie, it's in their interest to lie, to trip up the wife, to make her into a soita, that she should have to get divorced from her husband. So by a get, you're not afraid that they're going to lie and tell the story before an echt, b'sheker, because the tacharag laim l'dover, that half of the story is true. Here she has a get, but she forged, the mother-in-law forged the whole get with the signatures. Highly unlikely. So since you have a shtickle raya, so you're not choshish after telling a lie, so you treat the chamish nashim as anybody else. That's the Pashup Sharak Sab Machiach. You have a Haichacha, there's a Raglaim Ladov, and what she's saying is not a lie. The Ravid understands it much more than that. Aksab Machiach means when you have a Shtar that has Eidi Chasima sign, so he said the Shtar gives testimony to more than the Eidi Chasima knew at the time that they signed. Let's say when the Baal tells the Edomite he's interested in divorcing his wife, and they should sign a get. So they come and they sign the get. So what do they know at the time that they signed the get? They know he displayed an interest in divorcing his wife. But then later on, the wife will be holding on to the get. That get will serve as the shtaraya shenis garsha. That's the Mishnah, Lamedala and Vesha. You ate him chosma malaget mefnei tikkun ha'olam. So what's the tikkun ha'olam? So the Gemara says that the get should serve as the shtaraya. She should be able to remarry. So Tosfos says, Tandala and Aleph. How does the get serve as the shtaraya? The Edom signed it before the get was given. They don't sign it after it's given. They sign before the get is given. All they sign is that they know the husband is interested in divorcing his wife. So the answer is, whenever you have a shtar that's held by someone, the same thing, let's say, the Malva is holding on to a shtar halvoy that says that the Loiva borrowed money. And the Loiva says that he paid, and the Malva says that he didn't pay. So we believe the Malva, and he's Moitzi Mammon from the Loiva, because shtar chabiyodi, my boy, if it's true that you paid already, so how come I'm still holding on to the shtar? So the Achreinim are bothered with the Kasha. How are you mighty Imamim based on a rule in the Leisa Kamon? The rule is Ein Hochem Imamim, Achar HaRoi. Achlikas Rabbi Shmuel and Boba Basra and Boba Kamra, and we pass, and the Roi is no good to be mighty Imamim. So Shtocha B'yodim HaBoi is an Umdin, it's a rule in the Leisa Kamon. It's highly unlikely that the Leiva paid off the debt if the Mal was still holding on to the Shtar. That serves as a Raya, as a Chocha, that the Leiva didn't pay yet. So there are Baruch Be quotes, the Kasha from Chuvus Rabbi Kivega. How can he be mighty Imamim based on a rule of the Leisa Kamon and Hochem Imamim Achar HaRoi? So he quotes the answer, B'Shem Rav Chaim Soloveitching and Bircha Shmuel. Quotes Rav Chaim said, the answer is that Kozman, the Mal was holding on to the Shtar, even though at the time that the Edom signed the Shtar, they don't know whether he paid back the money. The Edom died already a long time ago. It's 10 years ago they signed the Shtar. They don't know whether the debt was ever paid or not. All they know is that he borrowed the money. So at the time that they sign, all they're actually signing to is that the Leiva borrowed the money from the Malva. But the fact that the Malva is still holding on to the Shtar, and he gives a Haggadah to say this, and if it's true that the Leiva paid already, then the Shtar is meaningless. So that's the Halacha, that any Machsum al Shtar, it's considered as if they give more Haggadah to say this than they knew at the time that they signed. It's considered as if the Edus is still being told on all the details that are probably the case. That's how Tosfos writes on Dalet Amud Aleph. Whatever is Mistama Behech Shanasa, whatever, let's say the din is that the get is only kosher if the Baal did in the scene. If the Baal puts the get on the table and tells the wife, you pick it up, so please get that Malgabi Karka is not good. And Tosfos says, you have to have Edus Lekiyam Adav, you have to have two Edim watching when the husband gives over the get to the Isha. So when the Isha holds on to the get and has Chasimis, how do you know that there were 80 Mesir at the time the get was given over? How do you know it wasn't the get of Magabi Karka? The answer is Mistama Hakol Behech Shanasa. It probably was done the way it's supposed to be done. If the Isha is the Balas Ashtar, the Shtar was intended to be given to her. She's holding on to the Shtar. And she says that everything was done properly. We ask her, did the husband give it? She says yes. Did he put it on the table, tell it up? She says no. And we ask her, were the witnesses watching when he gave it? She says yes. So whatever she says is probably true. So we don't only say it's true because it's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. Whatever is probably true, the Halacha says it's considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. But that's why when the Malva is holding on to the Shtar Halvoya, not only does the Shtar Halvoya testify that the Leiva borrowed money from him, the Shtar Halvoya is considered as if it's testifying Shaloi Para. Because the likelihood is Shtochev Yodim Arboy, he probably didn't pay yet. So whatever is probably the case, and the Bala Shtar is still holding on to the Shtar. The Malva is holding on to the Shtar. And he claims like that he didn't pay up yet. And the likelihood is that he did not pay up. Because Shtocha B'yodim HaBoy. So whatever is probably the case, and it's crucial in order that the Shtar should be relevant, should be telling HaGodah Seder. So we say, all of this, Kol Zeh Kolo, HaGodah Seder of the Shtar. So the Ravid writes, the same over here. The Ravid writes, the Din requires that the husband, he disagrees with the Rambam. Din requires that the husband has to appoint the shliach lahilocha by kiddushin and by the get in the presence of Edus Lekiyam Adav. The Rambam says you don't have to. The Rambam says the Baal does not have to appoint the shliach lahilocha, not by kiddushin, not by gerushin. Doesn't have to appoint in the presence of Edus Lekiyam Adav. Only the das kiddushin itself, or the das gerushin itself, has to be expressed in presence of Edus Lekiyam Adav. But the mina shliach doesn't need Edus Lekiyam Adav. So the Ravid disagrees. So the Ravid says comes the shliach.
Where's this also Gimel Gittes?
This is in Hilchas Ishus. Wherever we, what do we say it was?
For Gimel Tezvav.
So the Rabbi says like this: if the husband appoints a shliach lahilocha as kiddush and he gives him a ring, or he gives him a shtar kiddush that has no chasimus on it, and he says go be mekadosh an isha. Then the Ravid says you have to have Edus Lekiyam Adav when the husband appoints the shliach. But if the husband appoints the shliach lahilochas haget or lahilochas kiddush shtar, and there are two edi chasima on the shtar, so the two edi chasima didn't have the foggiest notion that the husband is interested in giving the get or the kiddush shtar by the shliach. They don't know that. They signed. The husband expressed an interest in getting married. The husband expressed an interest in giving a get to his wife. That's all they know. But we say, if later on someone's holding on to the shtar, in order that the shtar should be meaningful, we have to add on that more happened. So we say mistama hakol behech shanasa. So the Ravid says that's what the Mishnah says. Aksab mochiach. That's what he says. Haksav mochia. That's the Mishnah Chav Gimel on base. What it means is that included in the Haggadah's Eidus of the Eidi Chasima is that this woman, the Chamish Nashim, were appointed as a Shliach Lo'ilocha.
So why did Rashi learn that like that? He doesn't agree with Tosfos on Naftali?
Nobody agrees with this writing. This is a fantastic Chiddush. You can say other things are included. The get or the Shtar Kedushin was intended to be given to the wife. The Shliach is a middleman over here. So you have the Das HaMeschayev is the husband or the Chosin. And the Balashtar is the Kala or the Isha. So when you have the Balashtar is holding on to the Shtar, when you have Tvisas Balashtar, then I say the Shtar doesn't only testify to what the Eidim knew at the time that they signed it, it even includes more of whatever is necessary, Hakol Be'ach Shanasa, whatever is probably the case. So that's Nicha when the Isha is holding on to the Shtar, she's the Balashtar. Before the Shliach gives the get to the Isha, they say, the Shliach is the Balashtar. So the Ravid has a fantastic Kiddush. He says, yes, the Shliach is now the Balashtar. The Shliach is at present the Balashtar. And the Shtar has Eidich Hasima. So even though when the Eidim signed, they didn't know that the Baal wants to send it to the Shliach. Doesn't matter. Since the Shliach is holding on to this get, and the get will not be meaningful, he won't be able to give it unless, I say, the get testifies that he is the Shliach La'ilacha. So he says that's considered Eidus L'kiyim Adover and Eidus L'bir Adover. Eidus L'bir Adover that he was appointed as the Shliach and Eidus L'kiyim Adover. What Kiyim Adover? But they weren't, there was nobody watching at the time that the Baal appointed. The Baal appointed the Shliach La'ilacha Beino L'Beino. There was no one watching at all. Doesn't matter. Since later when the Shliach will come to the Isha to give the get, he will be holding on to the get and he's going to have two signatures. So the fact that he was appointed as a Shliach La'alocha is considered as if it's covered with Raya Seidim, so that serves as Eidus L'kiyim Adover. That's this fantastic Ravid. The Ravid says that that's what it says in the Mishnah, Haksav Mochiyah. Everybody else learns Haksav Mochiyah just means there's a Raglaim L'Adover. So you don't have to be choshish that the Chamish Nashim are lying. Chamish Nashim are, we don't trust them when they say Meis Baila, because they don't have a stitch of evidence at all. They're just coming out of the blue and they say Meis Baila. So we're afraid they're trying to trip up the wife. They want to break up her marriage. They're all out to break up her marriage. The Chamish Nashim don't like the wife. But over here by the get, she has a raglaim l'dov. She has the ksav. So the rabbi says, no, it's more than that. Aksav rochiach means that now the shliach lohilocha is the balashtar temporarily. And the shtar is meyid that he is the balashtar. And since when the husband appoints him as the Shliach Lo'alocha, he's going to give him the get, and the get has Eidich Hasima, so even though there's no one watching at all, when the Baal appoints him as a Shliach Lo'alocha, since later on he's going to give him the get, and it's going to be covered with the Raya Seidim that he was appointed as a Shliach Lo'alocha, that itself serves as Eidus L'kiyim Adov. That's a fantastic writer. That's what the Ravid writes over there. The Reinyan Shliach HaGet, the Shliach La'ilacha brings a get that has Eidich Hasim on the bottom. So he says, Gita Machiach Olav. He's alluding to that Mishnah. He says, Gita Machiach Olav. Not that when the Baal appoints a Shliach La'ilacha, you don't need Eidus L'kiyim Adov. If the Baal gives him a get with Eidich Hasim, you have Eidus L'kiyim Adov. Gita Machiach Olav. Linyan Truma, Hafrashas Truma, there's no din of Eidus L'kiyim Adov. Linyan Kiddushin is no good. If it's Kiddushin Kesef and I give him a ring, so there is no Eidus. So he says the Ravid holds you need Eidus L'kiyim Adover when the Baal appoints a Shliach La'ilochas HaKiddushin, because that's going to determine whether the Kiddushin is Chal or not. The Rambam holds you only need Eidus L'kiyim Adover and the actual expression of the Das Dover Shabiyar. The Ravid holds no. Even on the Mechilos HaTanai you need Eidus L'kiyim Adover, and even on the Mina Shliach La'ilochas you need Eidus L'kiyim Adover. So he says, but the Shliach La'ilochas HaGet, and the Get has Eidich HaSima, so that's considered that you have Eidus L'kiyim Adover.
When you said before that the husband comes in and says, I'm your husband, and you said, you totally believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about the problem of being that which is there, the prophets and Shemai? Why do you believe him?
It's a good question. We call it, the Rishonim call it Gilin Milsa B'Yalma. And the question that he has, the Gemara says, Nivam is Ishtamay de Inu, that the Bezdin is not allowed to do the Sida Chalitza unless they first ascertain that this is the Achua de Misna Meyabo, that this is the brother from the father's side, and he's the right person to do the chalitz. So the Gemara says, Afilu Eid Echad, Afilu Karav, Afilu Isha. So the Rif and all the Rishonim ask, why is Eid Echad good? Why isn't it a Dabash of the Yervo? So the Rif gives the answer, it's only Gili Milsa. So it's a question what that means. So some of the Rishonim interpret, he's just identifying who he is, that's not called Dabash of the Yervo. Dabash of the Yervo is when you say, I want to give a get, that's Dabash of the Yervo. But to identify who you are, that's Mikra Adin, just like a man comes, he says, I'm Jewish, and a man comes, he says, I'm a Kohen. So Mikra Adin, he's Neman on himself, you don't need any Adim. So a man comes, says, I am the husband, and he says, I am the Yavam. So Mikra Adin, he's Neman. You said, well, if you're Moitzi from a Muchzo, if I'm holding on to the Gemara, I claim that it's mine, or I think maybe it's mine. But let's say, I have challah, I know it's not mine. I know I'm not a Kohen, I have to give the challah away to someone who is a Kohen. But I know for sure it's not mine, so then I'm not called a Muchzo. So then you don't apply the rule, Hamoitzi Mahaber. The Kohen, the man comes and claims, I'm a Kohen, give me the challah. Okay? I'm not a Muchzo. I admit that I'm not a type. Let's say a person finds an Aveda in the street, and he knows for sure it's not his. He doesn't know who it does belong to, he knows for sure that it's not his. So the Gemara's affair is that Roiv is good for Hashabbos Aveda. I had help in the moment after our Roiv. So the Rishonim explain. Roiv is not good to be Motzi from the Muchzot, but the Motzi Aveda admits that he's not the owner. Here also, the Balabas is Mafresh, the Chala, the Truman, he knows that he's not entitled to it. He has to give it over to someone who's entitled. So this fellow claims to be a Kohen, so the din is that we believe him.
But like that way, the Shliach, the Rosh that you mentioned before, the Shliach, yeah, who does not need to prove that he is the Shliach that the husband appointed.
Right, so the Rosh corresponded with another contemporary of his who thought that the same is true regarding the Shliach. A man comes and he says, I am the Shliach HaBal, so in Atari, he's Nemon. And since he came from Medina Sayyam, it's like Mishas HaSakon and Dav Samal Rav, that we never introduced the Chumrah Min Rabbah. If they're all in town, so we say, bring a raya that this is the husband, bring a raya that this is the other. But if he came from Medina Sayyam, then we're making. So the other opinion that the Rosh was disagreeing with, he held that the same is true when a Shliach Lailocha Saget comes from Medina Sayyam. He's Neman Menatar, he's Neman to say, I am the Shliach. To identify who you are is not called the Dov Shabir.
But can you say maybe he holds like his driver?
Could be that the Rosh misunderstood. Right. Could be that the Rosh misunderstood what he was driving at. It's possible. You have to read again what he says. He tells you where it is. The Karban Sana says, Klal Mem Hei, Ois Yud. Could be that that's what he was driving at. Could be he holds like the driver.
And
the husband sends
the
shariah.
If he doesn't have
a shtar hashtar,
then the whole
girish
won't work.
So
he's
sending
the get with
the shliach. If he doesn't have a shtar
hashtar,
he has no way to prove that he's the shliach.
Yeah. So therefore, the get will never reach the woman.
So that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. The shliach la'ilach has to come with the shtar hashtar. And they just pick on the details. Is it good enough shtar hashtar if the husband authorized two adim to sign? Or they say, no. What kind of business? It has to be a bezna of three by yom. You can't have a bezna convened by Laila. So you have to have a bezna of three by yom authorize the writing of the shtar hashoya that we are aware that the husband appointed this person as a shliach. So shtar maise bezna doesn't need das hamischai.
But even if it's just from the husband, wouldn't that be das hamischai? The whole process can't go through without this shtar
hashoya. So that was the question. Maybe das hamischai only makes sense the Kenyan, maybe the Raya, there is no Dasa Mishchayv. And Dini Maman is, the Ramam holds that all Shtoris, the Shtori Raya, wrong with the Rabbanon. And he writes that no Shtar Raya in Issa Vehetan. According to the Rambam, he can't have a Shtar Harshoah to serve as a Shtar Raya that the husband has appointed him as a Shliach. But even if you'll disagree with the Rambam, it could be that the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees that the Rambam holds that Shtori Raya and Dini Maman is work in HaTorah. That's because there is a Das HaMischayim. The Haidwaz Baldin is called the Das HaMischayim. And in Issa Vehetan, maybe the Ramban will agree to the Ramah. That there is no Das HaMischayim. That's the Machlokes, that the Nesivis and the Meshavim Nesivis have. Is that, and they quote the Hagoras Mardechai. Is there such a thing as a Shtar Raya by Gitmi Kedushin? Maybe there is no such thing, unless it's all Pete Benzman.
The Rambam's not assuming that the two Adam on the get are the people who are the same Adam who saw the ball give
No, the Baal appointed the shliach ben ola. The Edom died already before the Baal appointed the shliach. And still I say that that's called Eidus Lekiyum HaDovah. Because when the shliach holds on to the get, I say the get contains the Hagodas Eidus over and above what they were aware of at the time they signed. When they signed, they only know he's interested in divorcing his wife. And when the shliach holds on, it's considered as if the Eidus Hashtar is made that he was appointed as the shliach for Allah.
So the rabbi's going to hold, you need to eat him, that the ball gave the shot, gave the get to the
Shefa, no? If the get doesn't have Eidich Hasima, then you have two Eidim, then we would require two Eidim watching when the Baal appoints him as a shliach. But if the get that he's going to give him in 2 minutes is going to have Eidich Hasima on it, then the shliach will be able to prove later with Eidus of the Shtar that he was appointed as a shliach. So that's considered Eidus Lekiyum HaDovah. Even though at the time that he appointed him, there was Mamish Ben Ola Ben Ola, there was nobody there. It doesn't matter. Since it's covered with a raya of Eidus, that he was appointed as a shliach HaRoch, that's called Eidus Lekiyum HaDovah. Okay, we've got to continue tomorrow. We've got to do a mincha. Good.